Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Last evening here at Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, in the middle of the fifth inning, we passed a bit of a milestone, and it would be easily overlooked. But it was midway through game 35 of the Texas League season and of this first half pennant race. The pennant race is 69 games, so 34 and a half games in, that's halfway through. It's amazing how time passes. The Rockhounds and the Cardinals are the two top hitting teams in terms of average and really run production as well, along with Frisco in the Texas League. And yesterday, the teams, well, it was all about offense, no question about that. The Rockhounds winning the ballgame with a final score of 12-6. But the teams really went back and forth all evening long, at least early in the game. The clubs combined for 18 runs, 25 base hits. The Rockhounds, of course, got the better of it. They had 12 runs, of course, and also had 15 base hits. Cooper Bowman led the way. He came to the plate six times. Now, he struck out his last time up. Before that, he reached base all five times. So Cooper extending a hit streak to 12 games and did it, going 5-for-6 in the ballgame. And again, leading the way for the Rockhounds. He went 2-for-3 with 3 walks, 2 runs, 2 ribbies, and 2 stolen bases to lead the Hounds. Colby Thomas, and this was notable, broke out of a 2-for-21 slump. He went 3-for-6, had a home run, drove in 3, swiped to base. Saeed Valenzuela had a 3-hit game. He had a double, couple of ribbies, a run, and a stolen base. Also, okay, caught stealing as well. Quincy Napurdy kind of quietly had a really good ballgame and 1-for-2. He walked 3 times and scored 3 times. And one other, and I left it out of our postgame wrap, and I really shouldn't have. Denzel Clark had 2 hits in yesterday's game. They were both doubles, and he absolutely clocked both of them. Denzel scored 1, drove 1 in, went 2-for-5 with a pair of doubles, and one of his 3 outs was an absolute laser to left field. So the teams, these are two very good offensive teams, and that has really kind of been the highlight so far. We'll see what Game 3 of this set will bring. By the way, Frisco was rained out in last night at Amarillo. They have already started a makeup doubleheader, and Frisco is jumping all over the Sawcoodles. So the Hounds lead Frisco by 1 game coming into play today. Frisco will play twice, and the Rockhounds and the Cardinals, of course, will play just once here. Thank you very much. Weather is a little bit threatening, but we'll see if everything will hold steady and get this ball game in tonight in Springfield, Missouri. Pitching matchup and more on the way right after this.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Cardinals getting set to take the diamond here at Hammonds Field. Pitching matchup, Matt Radjic. He is 4-2 for the Cardinals, a 6 ERA, but he's a very talented pitcher. He was the Cardinals Organizational Pitcher of the Year last season. So Matt Radjic will take the mound tonight for the Cardinals. Gunnar Hoglund will go for the Hounds. He is 3-2, very good 3.89 ERA. Has had, of course, as everybody has, maybe an up and down or two, but at times has just been outstanding. 7 brilliant innings at Amarillo a couple of starts ago, allowing only 2 hits and 1 walk. Gunnar, 3-2, as mentioned, 3.89 ERA. He is also among the league leaders in opponent average and whip. And last time out, he gave up 4 runs in the last home series against Tulsa, but thought really he pitched better maybe than the line would tell you. Opposition hitting just .218 against him and a 1.07 whip. This is game 3 of what will be a 6-game series when all is said and done. Rockhounds and Cardinals meet tomorrow evening 6:30, pinch earlier on Saturday at 6:05, and then on Sunday afternoon at 1:05. Cardinals wearing bright red jerseys over the white baseball pants, taking the diamond here. A little bit on the overcast side, although the rain really hit last night, but it's largely gone away, knock on wood, that it will stay that way. So with the Cardinals on the diamond, we'll take you downstairs now for the Star Spangled Banner. Got a kids' choir to sing. Thank you. nicely done. Fire down the third baseline. Camera angle, the cameras had some of the young faces up close during that singing. Really cool as the kids sing the anthem. That's always great stuff. When kiddos are singing the anthem, that's a good thing. Rockhounds come into this game, and it's very narrow, but they do have the best record in the Texas League, 23-12 through the first 35 games of this season. Again, Frisco, one game back. They are soon to become half a game back. They are clonking Amarillo. Springfield leads Arkansas by one, Northwest Arkansas by only 2.5 now in the Texas League's North Division. Well, Matt Ratchick going to the mound. His warm-up tosses are underway. Right-hander, the Cardinals' organizational pitcher of the year last season. He faces Gunnar Hoagland in our matchup and the first pitch of our ball game from Hammonds Field in Springfield right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And pitch number one will be thrown with 71 degrees. There has been a little bit of breeze, but it's topped out at 7 miles an hour, and the flags are barely moving at all right now. In fact, if at all, at Hammonds Field. So, much like last night, although there was a bunch of rain. Boy, late last evening, rain really hit. But again, very comfortable, actually, with 70 or so. Not any breeze to speak of. So we're going to play some baseball this evening, game three of the set. Cooper Bowman leads it off. And, well, we'll leave the numbers where they are, but he's up to 231 on the season. Right-handed hitter faces Matt Ratchick. First pitch of our ball game is up and in for ball one. Game three of the set underway. Cooper back at second base in the ball game, back in the familiar leadoff spot. Top three, very familiar. Turns into a pitch, takes a called strike, and the count evens up at 1-1. Jack Winkler at shortstop is on deck. Jack Winkler at shortstop. Colby Thomas batting third again in left field. Colby in left. Pitch to Cooper, swung on, drives it high and deep. This ball has got a chance. It is more than a chance. It's gone. Sidewalk souvenir Cooper Bowman is absolutely on fire. One at-bat into this ball game, he has extended a hit streak to 13 consecutive games. Apparently we've had a change, by the way, in the Springfield lineup. Did not get that in advance, so we'll check on that. But boy, Cooper Bowman. Not only a 13-game streak, it's been outstanding. Jack Winkler takes up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. That's the seventh home run allowed by Ratchick, and likewise, Gunnar Hoagland has allowed 7 home runs on the year, so becomes a factor early in this game as Jack takes down for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. 13-game streak for Cooper. He came in hitting .353 in the streak with a .450 on-base percentage. And obviously, he's up that big high chopper to third, and we'll see who this is at third base. Throw to first is in time. So one down now, that'll bring up Colby Thomas. A quick note on Cooper in his streak, which is now 13 games. He has driven in 15 runs, and he has scored 15 runs. Now he has 3 home runs in that stretch, but that's tremendous. 9 walks, 11 strikeouts, 8 steals. My goodness. Swing and a miss as Colby chases one down. It's 0-1. Shane McGuire on deck. He's behind the plate. Shane in the cleanup spot catching. Pitch to Colby, bounced foul over toward Gregorio Petit, who backhands it niftily in the third base coaching box. Brendan Malone batting fifth at first base. Brendan Malone is the first baseman. Saheed Valenzuela moves up in the order to the sixth spot at third base. Saheed at third. Pitch from Ratchick is outside for a ball. 1-2 to Colby Thomas. Right-handed hitter comes in at 281. Swings and bounces. This one fouled to ball and two strikes. Bottom third of the order, Jason Rosario is in right field batting seventh. Jason is in right. Denzel Clark batting eighth, playing the eighth spot. Denzel in center field. Radjic's pitch to Colby, swung on, lifted in the air to right field, and right there is Nathan Church, and he will haul it in. So two men down in the top of the first with an emphatic run across, and here's Shane McGuire. Caden Trinkle rounds it out. He's the designated hitter and will bat in the number nine spot. Caden is the DH. And the Hounds with an early 1-0 lead in this ball game. It's on the way to Shane. Misses down and in, perhaps one ball and no strikes to count. Left-handed hitter at a very solid 271. Takes over the outside corner, 1-1 to count. Double-check the Cardinals lineup, see if we can confirm who is where. Ah, we just got it. All right, we have a change. Thank you, Steven. Got a change at third base. Thought I heard the official score say something over the in-house PA. Of course, it's during the game. Pitch up and away for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Nobody on and two men down. One run across, top of the first inning. Pitch swung on and missed. McGuire with a big cut, but he comes up empty. Two balls and two strikes. Noah Mendlinger is the third baseman. That was a late swap. Swing and bouncing ball right back up middle. Behind the bag there to make the play is Rivas, the shortstop. Throws to first for the out. Adam shaded that way, and it really paid off. That ball was right over the pitcher's rubber and right over the bag at second. So the ball back up the middle, but handled by Rivas at short. But Cooper Bowman continues just an absolutely remarkable stretch. A hit streak now above a Baker's dozen. And a solo home run, his fifth of the year. After a half-inning of play, Hounds won. And against right-hander Gunnar Hoagland, the Springfield Cardinals are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Last half of the first inning, Cooper Bowman's solo home run has the Hounds on top. 1-0 to score, and Brian Torres will lead it off. Moves from the outfield to second base in this game. Good left-handed hitter. Saeed Valenzuela cheating in at third base against Torres, who takes on the outside half from Gunnar Hoagland for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Torres at second base. Nathan Church will again bat in the number two spot in right field. Nathan Church is on deck. Gunner with a stretch and pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Jimmy Crooks will catch and bat in the three spot. Jimmy Crooks behind the plate. Matt Lloyd, who homered in the series opener, is the cleanup batter in left field. Matt Lloyd in left. Swinging a hard hit ball. Base hit left side between third and short. Brian Torres with a
leadoff single. So the Cardinals put a man on base with their opening base runner of the ball game. Opening batter, that is. Torres with a hit, and that'll bring up Nathan Church. R.J. Yeager is the first baseman. He will bat fifth. R.J. Yeager is the first baseman. Sixth spot is Mike Antico. He's the center fielder. He's in a good series. Antico in center batting sixth. Noah Mendlinger is the third baseman, we have now been told, batting seventh. Mendlinger at third. Stretch and pitch by Gunner. High strike on the outside half to Nathan Church. Torres and Church, and in fact, Jimmy Crooks, the number three hitter on deck, all 300 hitters. Church at 316, four home runs, and leads the team with 23 driven in. Torres, average lead at first. Pitch, boy, just off the outside corner. Might have dropped low, 1-1. Chandler Redmond, the DH. Well, bat in the number eight spot. Redmond is the DH, and Jeremy Rivas is the shortstop. And he will bat number nine. Stretch by Gunner, pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. Aggressive pitch down and in, swung on, and Church a little tied up by that delivery. Gunnar Hoglund making his eighth appearance, his seventh as a starter. It was a piggyback starter with Brady Basso opening night back in early April at Corpus Christi. Has been a starter ever since. Turn toss to first base. That'll chase Torres back. Brian Torres is a really good base runner. He leads the Cardinals with 13 steals. He's been caught only twice. Left-handed hitter up there, so Hounds really playing the pull. Jack Winkler shading almost behind the bag. Saeed Valenzuela almost playing shortstop. Another throw to first base and getting back. Cooper not quite halfway between first and second on the right side of the infield. Of course, Brendan Malone holding the runner on base. 1-2 the count. Church waits, left-handed hitter. Hoagland with a stretch. Gunner's pitch fouled away up over the roof and back toward the parking lot, or the street, or the front of the ballpark, something over there on the first base side, their third base side, forgive me. Count of a ball and two strikes. Church ready, waggling that bat north and south as he waits. Pitch from Gunner popped in the air, but I think it'll make it to the seats, and it will by about four or five rows. Oh, gentlemen looking for the play. Oh, yeah. I'm guessing that's a family. It looks as if they are. And the dad was trying to make the barehanded two-handed catch. But the kiddo, who was wearing a Cardinals jersey, brought his glove. He didn't catch it cleanly, but he got a good piece of it, got the baseball, and hands extended to the air in victory. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, looped into the left field, but that'll go right at Colby Thomas. He'll make the catch. Oh, and the runner is tripping up, and Torres is out at first base. Brian Torres was running on the pitch. That'll be a 7-3 double play. So Torres is thrown out. He stumbled a bit, not once, but twice, trying to get back around second and back to the bag at first, but he was, boy, nowhere near it. So he's running on the play. He's thrown out 7-3. Base hit is wiped away. Outfield assist for Colby Thomas. Outfielders love that. And here's Jimmy Crooks. Swing, bouncing ball. Three hops outside, just outside the dirt on the right side. Cooper Bowman makes the play at second base. 4-3 goes the putout. Edge of the grass is what I was looking for there. No runs on a base hit. The 7-3 double play will wipe that away. So we have played one inning in this, the third game of this set at Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. And after one, the Hounds on top, 1-0.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
One inning in the books, and we'll welcome you to Springfield. This road trip for the Rockhounds will cover 2 weeks' time. Total of 12 games, and Yeah, they mention it often, but that's because it's one of the more, I would say, one of the most significant road trips in the last several seasons, certainly. Rockhounds and Frisco, right now, clearly the top two teams in the Texas League South. The North has become a three-team race, at least, with Northwest Arkansas all of a sudden just 2.5 games behind Springfield. But in the South, the Rockhounds and Frisco, and Frisco is thumping Amarillo in the opener of a doubleheader after being rained out there yesterday. Frisco is also have a rainout that they will make up for the San Antonio Missions. And Frisco will host the Hounds second half of this road swing beginning next Tuesday in the Metroplex. Meantime, matchup between division leaders here, and the Rockhounds lead it 1-0 as we go to the second inning, and Brennan Malone will lead it off. Max Radzic delivers up high for a ball. Matt Radzic, forgive me, up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Last name is R-A-J-C-I-C. Kind of rhymes with magic. Matt Radzic delivers and misses ball two. 2-0 to Brennan. Set average back up to 284 as the right-handed hitting first baseman. Pitch from Radzic, swung on, high fly ball. That's left center field, and I'm not sure that's coming back. High and deep and up and gone, sidewalk souvenir. Brennan Malone. We're talking about some guys on streaks. Cooper Bowman has been off the charts. So has Brennan Malone. He is now 14 for his last 26. Seven-game hit streak. And the Hounds have a pair of solo home runs, and Radzic now has given up 8 home runs on this season. That ball finding the grass berm in the power alley in left center field. And Brennan went 1-for-5 last night. That's a slump for him of late. Pitch a high strike to Sahib Valenzuela. Count is 0-1 to the Hounds' third baseman. Hounds lead 2-0 on a pair of solo home runs by two of the three hottest hitters on the team. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. The other is Jack Winkler. He bounced out in the first inning, but Jack has reached base in 14 straight. That's entering this game, of course, and meanwhile, Messrs. Bowman and Malone have extended their streaks. A swing and a miss, and boy, coming right back with a three-pitch whiff. Radzic strikes out Sahid on three pitches. And with one man down, Jason Rosario. Jason, 250, no home runs and 9 driven in. Matt Radzic, a product of UCLA, was a 6th-round draft choice of the Cardinals in 2020, so he had to wait a while to start his pro career. Delivers down and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. 2023 Cardinals Minor League Pitcher of the Year. A swing and a bouncer to first, that's a fair ball, and booted. And the throw is, nope, not going to be in time. So, boy, just a big old E3 as Yeager misplayed the ball. Ball was right behind the bag, and Yeager reached down to make the play, and it just clanked off his glove. He retrieved and underhanded to Radzic, but not quite in time. Good hustle by Rosario, not giving up on that. So one on, one out. Here's Denzel. A couple of doubles in last night's game, went 2-for-5. Takes up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. It's not a streak, so we can talk about it a little. In his last 7 games, Denzel has hits in 6 of his last 7, hitting .304. And that is obviously, that's significant. Short sample size, but very significant. Pitch down and away, and it's 2-0. Denzel's still under .200 for the season. So a 7-game stretch in which he's hitting .300. Boy, if that's an indicator, it's a good one. Pitch to Clark is a high strike. Count 2-1. One on, one out, one more in here in the second inning. Hounds with an early 2-0 lead in this ballgame. Denzel waits. Radzic comes set. Toss to first base, and diving back in is Jason Rosario. A year ago, Radzic was just outstanding. He went 9-6. Pitching at the single-A level for the Cardinals at 2.5 ERA, 2.48. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air down the right field side. It will drift foul into the Cardinals' bullpen. Count 2-2 to Denzel. The Cardinals' bullpen runs parallel with the outfield line, the foul line, in the right field corner. The visiting bullpen behind the left field wall. See-through fence, of course. Pitch down and away. Count goes full, 3-2. Ballpark dimensions, 400 feet to straightaway center. Left field has a bit of a porch, 315. Very short down the line, 330 to right. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and missed the throw, and Jason is out. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. So Denzel out on strikes. Rosario, the caught stealing, and that will wipe away the error. But the Rockhounds get another run on solo home run by Brennan Malone. It continues a very remarkable stretch. We're in the middle of the second inning. And from Springfield, Missouri, Hounds lead the Cardinals 2-0.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies. And dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
We go to the bottom half of the second, and Matt Lloyd leads it off. He's homered in this game, or in the series. Had a home run in the opener Tuesday morning and afternoon. Takes up high and away, does the left-handed hitting left fielder. Matt Lloyd at the dish, 250. Five home runs. Shares the team lead. Pitch by Gunner, just off the inside corner. Two balls and no strikes. R.J. Yeager, the first baseman, and Mike Antico, the center fielder, to follow in inning number two. Haven't seen much sunlight in our three-day stay so far. Overcast in the field in shadows here this evening. Pitch down and in. Three balls, no strikes. Mentioned Gunner making his eighth appearance, seventh as a starter. Behind in the count here, 3-0. Delivery. Outside. Might have missed up and away. So a leadoff walk. And just that quickly tying run comes to the plate in the form of R.J. Yeager. Gunner in 39 and a third innings coming in had given up only 31 hits. Of those, seven have been home runs, 11 walks and 36 strikeouts, so a better than 3-1 ratio. But gives up a walk here. Matt Lloyd, the base runner, and Yeager, the first baseman, stands in. Breaking ball, good one to the outside corner, called strike 0-1. Yeager at 230, he also five home runs. Has 20 driven in. Matt Lloyd will draw a throw. He has not yet attempted a stolen base, says Lloyd. R.J. Yeager, 6'2", 205. He's from Panama City, Florida. Product of Mississippi State. Takes just outside, and that's ball one. One ball and one strike. And Gunner, number six in the league with a 1.07 whip. Gave up a single in the first inning. That was wiped away in a double play. An unusual one. Pitch to the corner. Good fastball called. Strike one and two. Cardinals have turned to strike him out. Throw him out. Double play to end the second inning. And the Hounds got a 7-3 double play in the first inning. Lloyd extends that lead maybe just a little bit. Not going. Pitch by Gunner. Swung on. Ground ball. Right side. Cooper to his left. And that ball got off the heel of his glove and reaching his Jaeger. And I would imagine that will be an error on Cooper Bowman. So Lloyd will advance one way or another. We'll see. They have not scored it yet. Cooper to his left. Yeah, that's. I would think that's a play he should make. Don't know that they have scored it yet. But it's two on, nobody out. And the batter will be Mike Antico. Normally the official scorer here is rather, well, I shouldn't say talkative, but he gives you all sorts of information. And I'm guessing he's looking at that again, probably on the replay. Two on, nobody down. Here is Mike Antico. Swings at a hard hit ball, and it hit Gunner. Deflects past Cooper into right field. That will score a run, put runners at the corners. The question is Gunner okay? He is up. He's walking. Gregorio is going to come out and check on him along with athletic trainer Eric Fast. That ball off the bat of Antico. I mean, that hit off Gunner. It knocked him down. It deflected almost 45 degrees to the right past Cooper Bowman into right field for a base hit. Eric asking Gunner where he got hit. It looks like, if I'm reading this correctly, I think I am, lower right leg, maybe the right shin or just above the ankle. So that is a base hit. That'll be an RBI for Antico. Matt Lloyd comes across to score. I think they're going to ask Gunner to throw a pitch here, understandably. Jaeger will come around to third base. I don't know that they have yet scored that play to tell us how Jaeger reached base. But the run will be earned no matter what. Well, they're usually pretty quick about not telling us. They have not posted the previous play yet. So it's first and third, 2-1 Rockhounds. Nobody out. The batter is Noah Mendlinger. We got the late switch to start at third base. Left-handed hitter. Cheating in at third is Valenzuela. Short and second, really playing the left-handed hitter to pull. 2-1 ball game, but the Cardinals in business. Pitch to Mendlinger. Down and in for ball one, 1-0. Well, the hope is, and it appears to be the case, that was a glancing blow off Gunnar Hoglund, but apparently down on the, just above the right ankle, maybe the right shin. Boy, that ball deflected a long way. Stretch, throw to first, runner checks back. RBI for Antico is his ninth in 14 games with the Cardinals. It's his fifth in this series. The long set by Gunner, the pitch to the plate. Mendlinger, a swing and a miss, and the count goes 1-1. Still waiting on the scoring earlier in this inning. That's kind of interesting. The toss over to first base. Runner getting back. They have credited a hit to Jaeger. Didn't announce it, but just got that clarified, I believe. Pitch on the way from Gunner is high and tight. Count goes 2-1, so a walk to Matt Lloyd. R.J. Jaeger, a base hit deflected by Cooper, and then the ball hit back up the middle that hit Gunner, deflected into right field. So first and third, nobody out, and a 2-1 count. Runner goes, pitcher is tapped back to the mound. Gunner's throw to first base low, but handled by Brennan Malone. So for all intents and purposes, that becomes a sacrifice. Second and third with one man down. Mendlinger retired 1-3. Doesn't get credit for a sacrifice, of course, but it serves the purpose. So the batter, Chandler Redmond. Boy, another of the left-handed hitters. This ball club has a ton of left-handed hitting. Had seven left-handers in the lineup Tuesday, six tonight. Off-speed pitch is a called strike to Redmond, 0-1. Chandler at 186. Couple of home runs, 10 driven in. Tying run is at third. Go-ahead run at second with one down in the second inning. Holding it a long set. Saheed cheating into the edge of the grass at third. And the pitch by Gunner. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Pitch down in the zone and Redmond could not catch it. 0-2 count. Gunner comes set. A kick and pitch and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Chandler Redmond out on strike, so it's second and third with two men down. Jeremy Rivas will be the batter, and this, at least in the early going of this game, becomes a crossroads hitter. Hounds, a solo home run from Cooper Bowman leading off the game and Brendan Malone leading off the second inning. Cardinals had a base runner briefly in the first, doubled off on the 7-3 double play. But three consecutive base runners here in the second inning. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. So Antico now at second base with Yeager at third. The pitch by Hoagland swung on and missed. Boy, breaking ball away. And that had Rivas swinging with a one-arm swing. One ball, one strike. Rivas a solid 281 in 31 games for the Cardinals. No homers and 13 driven in as two men in scoring position here. Longer set this time. Gunner turns. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Looped right field toward the line. On the move. And that ball will drop for a base hit. Going to score one. Rosario's throw is not going to be in time. The Cardinals lead it 3-2. Jeremy Rivas' first base hit of this series is a flare down the right field line. Rosario made a good effort. Could not get there. And the Cardinals, as they did yesterday early on, have taken the 3-2 lead. Well, Rivas didn't hit it hard, but he placed it perfectly right on the right field line. So 3-2 Springfield, top of the order second time through. Here's Brian Torres, who singled in the first inning. Offense was front and center yesterday. Runner goes, but there'll be no throw. Called strike 0-1, easy steal for Rivas. That's his ninth of the season. So 0-1 to Torres. Another runner in scoring position. RBIs for Rivas, by the way, numbers 14 and 15. Swing and a foul tip. Count goes 0-2 to Torres. Brian, left-handed hitter, came in at 312, and he's 1-for-1 in the game. Sets up with a stance wide open. Hands down around letter high as he sets up. That back right heel basically right on that outside chalk or paint line. Pitch from Gunner swung on and sent foul toward the left field berm. There's a handful of folks down there and somebody's going to be happy with the baseball. Nope, count will stay 0-2. Brian Torres. He's put eight runs on the board in the first two innings yesterday. Pitch drops down low. Count goes 1-2. And five runs on the board with the bottom half of the second inning not yet in the books here. Left-handed hitter, so the infield really has him played to pull. Pitch on the way from Gunner, and that's bounced foul at the plate. Count will stay 1-2 to Torres. Nathan Church would be next here in the Springfield second inning. Cardinals come into the ballgame 20-14. Won their first nine games of the season. They swept their first two series, a mini-series at Arkansas. Started the year. Delivery is down and in for a ball. The count goes 2-2. And in the very early going, they had about as wide a lead, I think, as we've seen in a long while through just a handful of games. The stretch and pitch, and that ball is hard hit towards second, backhander by Cooper. Edge of the grass, throw to first for the out. So the inning comes to an end, but not before we have our first lead change of the game. As the Cardinals pick up 3 runs on 3 base hits, 1 walk. No errors, and 1 man is left on base. So we've played a couple, and these teams again starting to put some runs on the board. After 2 complete, the Cardinals lead the Rockhounds 3-2.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. My body there.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Caden Trinkle leads it off, number 9 hitter in the order, then back up top for Cooper Bowman and Jack Winkler. Caden takes, down and in for ball 1-1-0. He is the DH in this ball game. Is Caden Trinkle, 203 the average, no home runs, 6 driven in. Swing sends a high fly ball into left field. This ball still going back over the shoulder, unable to make the play as Lloyd, and Caden Trinkle a leadoff double to start the third inning. Lloyd went back and almost collided with a wall. Caden almost got that ball out of here. So in the first, second, and third innings respectively, Cooper Bowman solo home run, Brennan Malone solo home run, Caden Trinkle near miss on a home run but gets a double. So just that quickly, Hounds have the tying run in scoring position. Nobody out for Cooper. 231 average, but boy, that is bumped up of late. Trinkle the lead, pitched by Ragic, a bunt attempt, and boy, spinning like a top, going to have to hurry. Cooper is out, but a sacrifice bunt goes 1-3. Our official scorer has somehow now gone silent. They have to get him a Ricola tablet, I guess. At one point in the game last night, he was almost, well, not mumbling or not rambling, but giving all sorts of information. Now we've had an error, and now I'm trusting a sacrifice bunt. And that has been scored that way. Jack Winkler takes down for ball 1-1, ball, no strikes. Runner at third, 1 man down, infield in. 3-2 Cardinals. Trinkle the lead. Winkler waits. Pitch to Jack, low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Into the game at 3-0-2. 1 home run, but 22 driven in. Third behind Colby Thomas and Cooper Bowman. Actually now behind Cooper and Colby. Pitch down in the way, ball 3. Cooper's solo home run brought home his 24th of the season. Colby Thomas has 23, and Jack Winkler 22 runs batted in for the Hounds to lead the team. 3-0 count, Winkler waits, pitched by Ragic. And it's up high, ball 4, and with that, Jack Winkler has reached base in 15 consecutive games. And again, it's pretty real deal. Hitting right about .325, and his on-base percentage about .480. And it's over 15 games. 2 men on. Double by Trinkle, sacrifice bunt by Cooper, and the Walk down to Jack Winkler. Runners at the corners for Colby Thomas. Colby breaking out of a little 2-for-22 with a 3-for-6 night last night, including a home run. Pitch, boy, called strike. That is, well, it's going to become a lost art before long, but that really looked like Jimmy Crooks framed that pitch perfectly. Won't matter before too long. They'll just be back there catching and calling the game and doing other stuff with catchers. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air, but foul, right field side and into the seats. Oh, guy tried to make the catch. That hand is going to be really sore tomorrow, I do believe. Looked like that glanced off the hand a little bit. The fine art of catching a foul ball barehanded. Here's the 0-2 now to Colby with the runners at the corners and one man down. Pitch swung on, ripped into the left field corner, a base hit. That'll find its way to the wall. Rounding second, on his way to third is Jack Winkler. Colby Thomas goes in sliding into second base. Lost the helmet, of course. Colby Thomas, and by the way, I'm saying this, I love it. I flat out love it. Now, Colby's got a great head of hair going for one thing, but he has absolutely mastered the art of losing the helmet, or the cap, as the case may be, when he's playing in the field. And he drives in his 24th run of the year. Caden Trinkle scores on the double. Jack Winkler comes around to third. And Colby's on at second base. So, again, offense really leading the way, especially yesterday and today. 3-3 tie, second and third, one man down. Here's Shane McGuire, and what do we have? We have a balk? Yep, a balk. That's the second run the Hounds have scored on a balk in this series. Jack Winkler comes across to score. Colby down to third. So the Hounds now have taken the lead. Second lead change in this game. Shane McGuire waits. Swinging a foul back. The count is 0-1. Third baseman Mendlinger is cheating in a little bit at third. Rest of the infield is back and playing into pull. Thomas waits on a pitch. Did it hit him? Yeah, hit it. Down and in, and Shane McGuire hit by a pitch. The ball bounded away, but that had already contacted the batter. So Shane McGuire now, he came in briefly in place of Daniel Susak. I'm going to check on Daniel after this game. Came out late. Shane did not have a plate appearance last night, so in his 22nd game in which he has had at least one plate appearance, he has reached base in 21 out of 22. Eric Peterson, pitching coach, walking out to the mound in a rough inning for Matt Radjic. Giving up a couple of hits, they have both been doubles. As a walk, a balk, and a hit batsman in the inning. So it's first and third, one man down, and Brendan Malone will be the batter. Coming up on our franchise retrospective, we have two chapters, and they will both, in fact, play in this game on one of the terrific hitters, one of the terrific people ever to play for our franchise, Nelson Cruz. And we'll tell you a tale about a game that Nelly won back in 2004 in San Antonio. And a little later on, look at his remarkable career in terms of power. He waited his turn, man, to get a full-time chance. Really did. Here's Brendan Malone, first and third. One man down, 4-3 Hounds. Pitch in the dirt, good block. Jimmy Crooks saves a run by blocking that one with the body. Crooks now will get out and set the defense with some signals. And back in behind the dish he goes. Brendan Malone, a home run on a 2-0 pitch, took one out onto the grass berm in left center field, his first time up. Long set, pitched by Radjic. Just low and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Brendan's home run, his fifth. 17th run batted in. Colby Thomas leads off third base. Shane McGuire off first. Stretch and pitch, swung on and missed. Malone with a big cut, comes up empty. Two balls, one strike. Team's put 8 runs on the board. First 2 innings yesterday, and lots of offense today. Another pitch in the dirt. Another really good block by catcher Jimmy Crooks. And a count 3-1 now to Brennan Malone. Frisco has pummeled Amarillo at Hodgetown 10-2, the final swing. That ball hit in the air to right field. That's well struck, high and deep, and that will find the base of the wall over the glove of Nathan Church, and that will put runners at second and third. Had to hold up for a moment to see if that ball might be caught. That just got over the glove of Church, but that is to the base of the wall in deep right field. Brennan Malone, absolutely astounding. He is now 15 for his last 27. And his on-base percentage is nearly 600 in that stretch. Double to right field, drives home a run. Hounds lead 5-3. Second and third, infield in at the corners. One down for Saheed. That pitch in the dirt, again blocked by Crooks. One ball and no strikes. Colby Thomas scored with ease. Shane McGuire had to hold initially to see if that ball might be caught. And Nathan Church gave it a good effort. Saheed waits, switch hitter batting from the left side. Pitch swung on, tapped right back to the mound. Looks the runner back, throws to first, does Ragic. It's the second time he's made that kind of a play in this game. So two down in the inning. Here's Jason Rosario. Reached on an error and was caught trying to steal a base his last time up. Still only the eighth time the Hounds have been caught trying to steal. They've stolen 65 bases out of 73 attempts now. That'll be a little under 90%, but that's still pretty good. What, about 88, 89%, I do believe? Something like that. Left-handed hitter waits second and third, two men down. Pitch low and inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Hounds lead 5-3, but two men on in scoring position. There is activity in the bullpen. And a right-hander throwing to the Cardinals. They have an extra arm in the bullpen in this game. Pitch low and inside for a ball. The count goes two balls, no strikes. We have Keenan Middleton, who is here on a rehab assignment from the St. Louis Cardinals. He may go an inning tonight. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch down low and in the dirt, almost hit him at the shoes. Three balls, no strikes. Denzel Clark is the only Rockhound not to come to the plate so far in this inning, and he's on deck. Hounds have scored three. They have two men on base. Stretch and pitch, and that's up high, and that's ball four. So Rosario draws a walk, and that'll load him up. Jason Rosario now on base, by the way, in 10 of his last 11. And here's Denzel, struck out swinging his first time up. That was part of a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play that ended the second inning. Hounds 5, Springfield 3. Base is full. Pitch to Denzel. High and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Stirs that bat just a little as he waits. Ragic with the stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss. And boy, he had a rip. One ball and one strike. Pitch maybe a little bit up. And boy, Denzel gave it a cut. Fouled it straight back. Base is full, two men down. Pitch from Ragic. Good backup pitch that just missed inside, 2-1. And by the way, yep, the signature bright orange batting gloves for Denzel. Base is full, runners their leads, two down in the third. 2-1 count, Ragic with a pitch, way up and in, that's ball three. Ragic looking for the exit sign. This is just a two-run ball game. Second lead change we've had, but Hounds still have the bases full. 3-1 to Denzel. Takes, up and in, ball four, draws a walk, and that's going to force in a run at 6-3. And we'll see if that's it for Matt Ragic. Denzel with his 13th RBI of the season. Brendan Malone comes to third. Jason Rosario down to second. So the guy who started this inning up, that's going to be it for Ragic. So Jose Leher did not come out initially, but now he does. So Cardinals will go to the bullpen, and for Ragic, it's a long inning, a little bit of everything. He even balked in a run in this inning. We'll see who comes out of the Cardinal bullpen. Caden Trinkle started the inning with a double, narrowly missed a home run. And he will step back to the plate here. Looks like Wilfredo Pereira will be the new pitcher. Big right-hander. Looks big. 6 feet, 197. If the roster is correct. Wilfredo Pereira. And he will inherit the bases loaded. There are two down in the inning in the third. Rockhounds with the run forced across by the Denzel Clark walk. Now have a 6-3 lead. So once again, teams are putting some runs on the board. Rockhounds and Cardinals tomorrow evening, 6:35, and then 6:05 on Saturday, 1:05 on Sunday. Guys will board the bus, of course, right after the game and head to Frisco, Texas. And then make the trip home from there. So the longest leg of this trip is out of the way. And when the Hounds return home, we're going to have some fun at the ballpark. Got a 2-week homestand. It starts on May the 28th. Corpus Christi comes back to town, their second visit. They do not come back after that the rest of the season. There are some twists and turns in the schedule that are somewhat baffling, but hey, that's okay. San Antonio will follow the Hooks into town. And again, by the time the Rockhounds unpack the bags from this road trip, it will be really fascinating to see where the South Division and the Hounds in particular stand. Here is Caden Trinkle to face the right-hander. Pereira comes set. Delivers way up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Pereira has just joined the team. There's a swing and a fly ball into right center field. Church has room, and he's got it for the out. So fly ball into right center will end the inning, but the Rockhounds put a 4-spot on the board in the third inning. And I'll tell you the tale of just one of the absolute really good guys, and oh my goodness, what a ball game back in 2004.
It was a game that we will probably never see the likes of again. August 14, 2004, the Rockhounds and Missions at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. The Missions tie the game at 5-5 in the last of the sixth. The score is still 5-5 as the Rockhounds come to the plate in the top of the 21st. The teams had played 14 scoreless innings, and Saturday, August 14th was now Sunday, August 15th at about 1:30 a.m. Nelson Cruz stepped to the plate. I can vividly remember him swinging and missing with such force I thought surely the wind would knock the hat off some guy on the Riverwalk. On the next pitch, Nelson Cruz hit a ball as hard as I have ever seen from the broadcast booth. It went out through the heavy early morning San Antonio air to the left of the batter's eye about three-quarters of the way up on our rope. The Hounds scored another run and went on to close the game at about 1:45 in the morning by a score of 7-5. Couple of notes. Neither team used a position player to pitch, and the Rockhounds scored their first five runs against King Felix, future Seattle Mariners great and potential Hall of Famer Felix Hernandez. The current extra innings rules by design make a game such as that one virtually impossible. But 21 innings in the Alamo City, capped by Nelson Cruz's swing, made for some great baseball.
Yes, it did, back in August of 2024. moment remembering that swing. Remember it rather vividly. We go to the bottom of the third, and a called strike from Gunnar Hoagland to Nathan Church for an 0-1 count. 2-3-4 in the Springfield order. Jimmy Crooks and Matt Lloyd to follow. 6-3 Hounds in the third. Called strike on the outside edge. Quick 0-2. Church flew into a 7-3 double play his first time up. Brian Torres was running on the pitch and got a good jump. He was all the way around second base by a stride or two. Swinging a hard hit ball. That's got a chance. Base hit. Past a diving Jack Winkler. Well, they had two guys over there, did the Hounds. The iPad had him in the right vicinity, but that ball was sharply hit and got between third and short. Jack made the diving effort. Church, I think, would have beaten that out, of course, anyway. So a base hit to left center leading off the third. And that's five base hits now for the Cardinals in this game. Here's Jimmy Crooks, bounced out to second his first time up. Gunner's pitch stays a bit high, perhaps. One ball and no strikes. Gunnar Hoagland from Hudson, Florida. And began his career with the Toronto Blue Jays. A swing and a miss, and that's down and in for a strike. Tied them all up. One ball, one strike to Crooks. Crooks in 18 games, so not a huge sample size, but came in hitting .333 with a home run, 13 driven in. Fairly short lead at first base. Pitch is down and in for a ball. The count goes two balls, one strike. Nathan Church will run. He has seven steals, has been caught just twice. Maybe extends that lead by about a half step. Set by Gunner. Pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. Breaking pitch down and in. Count goes two balls, two strikes. Crooks, a very good eye. He has walked 13 times against 12 strikeouts. Again, that's similar numbers for a lot of guys on this team. They are aggressive, so the strikeout total is not overly high for Springfield, but the comparative walks and strikeouts better than any team we've seen so far anyway. Pitch swung on and missed, and boy, the reverse jinx. Crooks is out on strikes. So Gunner with his second strikeout of this ball game, one on and one man down, and Matt Lloyd will be the batter. Lloyd drew a walk and scored in the second inning. Lloyd, five home runs, one of those coming on Tuesday. Series started with a kids' day, an educational day that was interrupted by rain. Tossed over to first base glove by Brennan Malone. Said it yesterday, we were talking about it actually in the press box today, but boy, Tuesday was basically a tale of three chapters. Breaking pitch, got there, called strike inside corner, 0-1 to Matt Lloyd. Day started with 7,000 and change, a sellout here at Hammonds Field, and of course a ton of kids. Stretch and pitch by Gunner, swung on, ground ball, foul, sharply but wide of first base, 0-2 to Matt Lloyd. R.J. Yeager waits on deck. One man on, one man down, bottom of the third, Hounds 6 and Springfield 3. I mean, the kids were into it. I said it yesterday, and they really do a terrific job of their education days. Had all sorts of stuff going on. Kids were into it, and the ball game started, and everything was A-OK. Pitch swung on, bounced, and that is going to be toward Cooper. He charges, makes the play, and throws him out. Underhanded toss, really nicely handled. Big high bouncer, so Cooper had to charge it and made the play coming forward, looked it into the glove, and underhands the first to get Matt Lloyd. 4-3 on the putout, nicely handled. Advancing to second is Nathan Church on the second out of the inning, and here's R.J. Yeager. Well, the kids were having a pretty good time. Hounds took the lead, so they didn't have as much to cheer about as they would like. And then the rain came. And would not go away for a while. Pitch high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. A couple of folks here were surprised that the delay was as long as it was and the game was resumed. Rock Hounds ended up winning 6-4. Pitch swung on, that ball hit in the air to left field, and this is high, and this ball is deep, and going back, Trinkle can't make the play. Excuse me, Thomas against the wall, and that will be an RBI double. R.J. Yeager drives that ball off the left field wall. Colby went after it. He made a really nice leaping effort. Going to watch this again on the replay. Boy leaps and bangs into the wall. He just missed snagging that, and the ball just missed getting out. So the Cardinals come back with a two-out RBI double by R.J. Yeager. That chops the lead to 6-4, which was the eventual final score on Tuesday. So Nathan Church comes across to score. It was a great effort by Thomas against the wall, but just could not quite make the play. That's four runs on six hits for the Cardinals. And in steps Mike Antonio, and that's strike one to the left-handed hitting center fielder. Antico. Net Mike Antico has five runs batted in this series. Center field in this game. He sent a ball back up the middle to deflect it off Gunner low on the right leg in the second inning. The ball caromed all the way past Cooper Bowman into right field. Pitch swung on, hard hit, but Cooper is there, makes the play. The shoe top's backhanded, goes to first base for the out. Antico retired, good play by Cooper Bowman. But the Cardinals get on the board as well, a run on a couple of base hits. No errors in one man left. So for the second consecutive ball game, lots of offense going on in this one. And we'll give you totals in just a couple of moments. After three complete at Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, Town 6, Cardinals 4.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Well, these are two of the better offensive teams in the Texas League and in AA baseball. They lead the Texas League along with Crisco, by the way, in run production. Well, they've been producing him, especially yesterday and today. We go to the top of the fourth. Cooper Bowman takes a called strike from Wilfredo Pereira. Hounds lead at 6-4. Totals coming up in a moment. Cooper, then Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas to face the right-hander. Sends one high and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Cooper, 1-for-1, started the game with a solo home run, extending his hit streak to 13 games. Sacrifice bunt in the third. Takes outside for a ball. Count is 2-1. Rockhounds have 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 6-5-0. Springfield, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. 4-6-1, swinging strike to Cooper, and the count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cooper's solo home run in the first, Brennan Malone's solo home run in the second, in each case leading off. Cardinals got a 3 spot. With Jeremy Rivas, a 2-run single in the second, take a 3-2 lead. Hounds came right back and scored 4 in the third. Pitch just high and away to Cooper. Count goes full now, 3-2. Caden Trinkle led that inning off with a double. Colby Thomas had an RBI double, and I just realized I did not give him credit for that on my score sheet. Swinging a fly ball left field, but this is straight away. Over with time and room is Lloyd, and he will make the catch. So Cooper retired, leading off the fourth inning. And the batter, Jack Winkler, he is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored, extending his on-base streak to 15 games. In the four-run inning, and Colby Thomas had an RBI double, run scored on a balk, RBI double by Brennan Malone, and a bases loaded walk by Denzel Clark. Strike to Jack Winkler, 0-1 the count. A little bit of sunshine breaking through. Long streaks of sunlight in the outfield. There's a swing and a miss. Boy, Jack chased one way away that time, 0-2. So Pereira came in with the bases loaded, got the fly ball out to end the third. It's Cooper on the routine fly ball here and jumps ahead of Jack Winkler, 0-2. Set by Pereira. Delivery swung on it, fouled away, and the count stays 0-2. Cardinals got another run in the third inning. Leadoff single by Nathan Church and the two-out RBI double by R.J. Yeager. So 6-4 the score. Three innings in the books. Pitch to Jack is high and away for a ball. Count is 1-2. So in the last, 12 innings, these teams have scored 28 runs. Jack Reddy rocks that bat a little bit. Swings fly ball high in the air, but foul drifting out of play. Yeah, takes a huge high bounce. Oh, my goodness. Up and into one of the suites. The suite on the far end. Of course, the folks down in the seating bowl say, that's not fair, but the folks in the suites got a nice, gentle, big high bounce on a foul ball. Delivery to Jack, swung on and sent in the air to center field. Plenty of room for Antico, and he's got it for the out. Fly ball to straightaway center field. So Pereira has faced three batters and has a fly out to right, to left, and to center. Two down, here's Colby. 1-for-2, RBI double. Had three ribbies last night and has one here tonight. That open stance as he sets up. Pereira with the first pitch. Sails high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Shane McGuire would be next here in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. Pereira with the stretch and pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike. 1-1. Colby at 281 coming into the ballgame. RBI. His 24th, Cooper Bowman also 24 to lead the team, including in this ball game. Pitch up high for a ball. Count is 2-1. Colby homered yesterday. That's his ninth of the season. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, chased one down and away. Count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Remains second in the league behind Davison De Los Santos, who has a dozen for Amarillo in the home run race. Colby second with 9. Pitch from Pereira. Swing and a miss. Boy, got him to chase one way off the outside corner. So, Alfredo Pereira making a very impressive debut with the Cardinals. And for the first time in this game, either team goes up and down in order. Pereira has faced 4 and he has retired 4 early on. So to the bottom of inning number 4 we go. And the Hounds have the lead over Springfield by a 6-4 score.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum.
Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
In the last half of inning number four, Cardinals will send the bottom third of the order to the plate. Noah Mendlinger is the third baseman, and Chandler Redmond, DH, and Jeremy Rivas was a two-run base hit in this game. 6-4, the Rockhounds leading Springfield as Mendlinger stands in, left-handed hitter. Takes the first pitch down and in from Gunnar Hoglund. Mendlinger, a late addition to the lineup at third base, bounced out to the pitcher his first time up. Swings and fouls this one away. It is one ball, one strike. Point for virtually every left-handed hitter. Shortstop Jack Winkler in this case is shading well toward the line. Saheed was cheating in at third, but he now backs up and plays the shortstop position basically. Called strike inside corner to Mendlinger, and the count is 1-2. I mean, basically, the third baseman's playing shortstop, the shortstop's playing up the middle, and nobody's playing third. Pitch down and in for a ball, it's 2-2. And Cooper, likewise, way toward the hole, about midway between first and second at second base, but that's been a very typical alignment for almost every left-handed hitter. Outfield is straight away for Mendlinger. And the count, 2-2. Here's the stretch and pitch from Gunner, and he got him swinging a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Retrieved by Shane McGuire, throw to first for the out. So strikeout with the put out going 2-3. Third strikeout for Gunner against one walk. And, of course, wouldn't you know it, that guy came around to score. So one man down. On our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia, this early game trivia. Kind of a cool anniversary. Pitch, oh, check, swing, strike. Redmond really tied up by that. Struck out on three pitches in the second. They aren't exactly teams that you would think of when you think of college baseball, but Amherst and Williams played the first ever collegiate baseball game in 1859. Bouncing ball wide of first base, it's 0-2. So 100 years later, not on the date, the game was played in July of 1859, but in this date in 1959 in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, that's where the game was played, they did a kind of cool thing. They reenacted that first ever college baseball game. The delivery is down and in for a ball, so it's 1-2 to Redmond. And I found it, I'll give you a couple of notes on how the game was played back then, because it's different than what we're looking at now, for sure. The delivery is a swing and a miss, and again, pitch to the dirt, again retrieved by Shane, and again the throw to first. So, a couple of strikeouts for Gunnar Hoglund, and a little extra on the put out and assist totals for Shane McGuire and Brennan Malone, catcher and first baseman, respectively. And here's Jeremy Rivas, two-run single and a steal his first time up. They also, by the way, played an actual baseball game between the two schools that day. Chopper out to second. Couple of hops to Cooper. Double clutch, throws it, just got it. It's like that ball had Velcro on it. Well, he couldn't get the ball off of his fingertips, so he double-clutched, and boy, then, since that was toward the middle, had to get a little something on the throw, but he does. So each team up and down in order for the first time in this game. I'll tell you what they did at Amherst versus Williams on this date. When we return, we play 4 in Springfield. Rockhound 6, Cardinals 4.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas.
Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth, Rockhounds lead the Cardinals 6-4. Always moment they do a nice job here is honoring veterans and the gentleman getting a really nice, very, very nice round of applause. That is great stuff. In the fifth, it'll be the middle third of the order. Shane McGuire leads it off, then Brendan Malone and Saheed Valenzuela. Well, all those years ago, 1859 was the first ever intercollegiate baseball game. Wasn't the first baseball game, period, but it was a big deal. And the two schools were rivals, Amherst and Williams. So 100 years later, that's still a long time ago now, but in 1959, they did a cool thing. They reenacted the game. Shane Waits, first pitch by Pereira, down and in for ball one, one ball, no strikes. And in addition to the baseball game, I'll tell you about that in a second because it's really cool, they did one other thing. So it was a doubleheader of sorts, a baseball game and another type of competition. Here's a swing and a line drive, right center field, it'll sink, it'll drop for a base hit. Over to cut it off is right fielder Nathan Church, but Shane McGuire with a sharp line drive base hit toward the gap in right center field. Leadoff base hit, first base runner allowed by Pereira. But what else did Amherst and Williams do? In addition to playing baseball, they went at it one other way. Was it a chess match, a fencing match on guard, or a croquet match? Baseball and what else? Chess, fencing, or croquet? First delivery, a swing and a miss. Brendan Malone comes up empty. Brendan, a home run and an RBI double in this game. Each team now with six base hits. Rockhounds with a 6-4 advantage. McGuire takes the lead. Pitch sails up high to Brennan. Count goes one ball, one strike. When baseball was played back then, 1859, it wasn't played on a diamond. The field was basically a box. Pitch way up and in for a ball. 2-1. I tried to find a photo, not that I can use that, of course, on air, but just to get a better concept. But it wasn't a diamond. The field was a box. There was one out per inning. I guess the bases were similar to what they are now. Pitch, check swing did not go, 3-1. And the interesting thing, I think the most interesting thing, there were no such thing as a foul ball. If you hit the ball, it was in play. So scoring was higher than it is now. Pitch down away and back to the screen. Won't matter. That was ball four. So Pereira, after retiring the first four batters he faces, now gives up a single and a walk, and the batter is Saheed Valenzuela. Well, Saheed, I'm not picking on you. Wouldn't do that. He's a great kid. He's the only Rockhound not to reach base, and this is the top of the fifth. And they didn't go by innings back then. The managers would get together, and they set kind of an interesting thing. A pitch, woo, way up and in, so he turns away from that. Wow, that will get your attention. Boy, he's squaring the bunt, and that pitch was way up and in. So Saheed will regather, and I don't blame him for it. By the way, Wilfredo Pereira, 6 feet, 197? I don't think so. Looks to bunt, and foul tips, comes up empty. One ball, one strike to Saheed. Well, the managers back then would get together. They would decide how many runs would be scored in the game total. And in the case of Amherst against Williams, and again, different game in a lot of ways, run scoring was much higher. They said, we will allow a total of 100 runs, and whoever gets the most of those wins the game. Pitch and a bunt, but it is just foul. Third baseline charging is Mendlinger, and he will make that play in foul territory, 1-2 the count. Well, you can imagine if you did that now. It'd be the I wonder what the average would be. How many runs would you think would be scored in a game? But that was it. It was, in this case, they said, we're going to play until the two teams have scored a combined 100 runs, and whoever has the most of them wins. And Amherst won. They actually had 105. 73-32. Baseball was a tinch different then, wasn't it? Pitch way up high for a ball, and it's 2-2 now to Saheed. So Amherst defeated Williams in 1859, 73-32. I'd love to know how they recreated that, but that's what they did. Pitch way up high for a ball. The count goes 3-2. They had the commissioner of baseball at the time, Ford Frick, was there. So a big deal. And a very cool reenactment. Then they played one the modern way, which was actually a key game between those two schools at their respective levels. Pitch to Saheed is fouled back. Count stays 3-2. Two on, nobody down. Top of the fifth inning, Rockhound 6, Cardinals 4. So what else did they do on that day? They had the baseball game in 1859, and they had, and I think they recreated this as well. Pitch by Pereira is punched, foul, good protective swing by Saheed Valenzuela, so he is doing some battles. He's 7 pitches now. Baseball in what, a chess match, a fencing match, or a croquet match? I wish it had been croquet. I think that would have been kind of cool, the Amherst versus Williams croquet classic. Nope, they didn't do that. They didn't fence. Didn't use swords. Chess match, ground ball right side, and that'll be handled at second. Pitcher to cover, close play, but Saheed is out. Pereira got there. The throw from Yeager just in time. I'm sorry, 4-1 rather. Yeager tried to make the play, could not. Second baseman did. So Brian Torres to the pitcher Wilfredo Pereira. One man down. Saheed was trying to drop down a sacrifice bunt initially. He winds up grounding out second base to pitcher, but it serves the same purpose. The only thing is, of course, it counts as an at-bat, but the runners do move to second and third. Now Jason Rosario, 0-for-1, reached on an error and walked. Infield into the corners. Jason takes. Strike called. Outside corner, 0-1. That's a two-run ball game going here. Six, four hounds. Rosario, left-handed hitter, which sends one into left field. Inside out, swing for a base hit. Going to send both runners home, and the throw will come to second base. The Rockhounds now lead by 4. Jason Rosario, opposite field, two-run single. Sharp line drive between the third baseman and the line. Good job by Lloyd to get over in a hurry to cut it off, but Jason drives in a pair. McGuire scores from third. Brennan Malone scores from second. And Jason Rosario has his 10th and 11th runs batted in of this season. Nope, the Hounds now have expanded the lead with one on, one out, and here's Denzel. Swings and misses, chases one away, 0-1. Denzel, a strikeout in the second inning, and a bases-loaded walk in the third. And a couple of doubles with an RBI yesterday. Delivery swung on and missed, quickly falls behind in the count, 0-2. Well, the Hounds scored 6 in the series opener. Scored 12 in yesterday's win, so 26 runs in the first 2.5 games of this series. Pereira comes set, 0-2 count. Denzel turned into that, didn't mean to. Ball hit his bat and fouls away. It's 0-2. Caden Trinkel on deck for the Hounds in the fifth inning. Last rays of the sun, they just snuck through a little tiny bit. Field now entirely in shadow, still playing mostly under Mother Nature's light. Delivery to Denzel. Tempted, didn't go. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Jason Rosario takes the lead at first. He'll run from time to time, has three steals. Denzel takes down and away. Count 2-2. Outfield actually shades him a little bit the opposite way. Infield is straight away for Denzel. Pereira set. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on. Fouled straight back. So 0-2 count is now six pitches deep. It's a 2-2 count to Denzel doing some battle up there. Pereira, by the way, a native of Panama. International free agent. Been with the Cardinals since 2016. Signed very young. Swing and a miss on a pitch down and away. Now Denzel Allen strikes. A couple of whiffs in this game. Two men down, and Caden Trinkle will be the batter. One on, two out, and two runs across in the inning. Caden doubled, leading off the third, and flew out to right field, ending the third. Takes a big cut at the first offering from Pereira. Comes up empty 0-1. No balls, one strike. Pereira began the season with Peoria, advanced A affiliate of the Cardinals in the Midwest League. Pitch bounced foul. Count is 0-2 to Caden Trinkle. Was very good, had a 2.29 ERA, only 12 hits in 19 and two-thirds innings with Peoria. 10 walks, 21 strikeouts. Toss over to first, and back in plenty of time is Rosario. I misled you on the sunshine. A little bit of soft sunlight on the right field wall and the big tall batting cage and really good facility they have here behind the right field wall. Pitch up high for a ball. Count 1-2. It's a huge indoor facility, part of this ballpark. Big tall brick building sits behind the right field wall, goes two or three stories tall. Well, maybe. Toss over to first base, and Rosario is back. I'm awful at gauging such things, but it's a huge facility here. Ballpark built, I do believe, in 2004. Cardinals arrived in 2005. Pitch swung on, lined into right field, soft line drive. Base hit for Caden Trinkle. Reached out and pulled that. Rosario in full stride will come around to third base. Hope we get a second look at that. That really looked middle out, and Caden just reached out and yanked it. It was a soft line drive. But he reached for it and pulled it into right field, so Caden Trinkle, 1-for-9 in his last three games coming in, but had a nice little stretch going before that. So overall, his last 10 games, he's above 300 now. And that was an 0-2 count initially. Eric Peterson, the pitching coach, going to come out for a visit with Pereira. Guess we're not going to get a look at that, but that was a good piece of hitting by Caden. Got down in the count, turns it into a two-out base hit. So first and third with Cooper Bowman coming to the plate here in the fifth inning. I mentioned that game at Amarillo is final. Frisco 10, Sod Poodles 2. Boy, that is... That was no fun at Hodgetown today. Frisco, 10 runs on 14 hits. Amarillo, 2 runs on 3 hits in the opener of the double dip. So the Riders back within a half game of the Hounds are in the top of the second inning in the nightcap, and Amarillo leading 1-0. Teams were rained out there yesterday. Northwest Arkansas is leading Arkansas 1-0, top of the fifth in North Little Rock. The Naturals all of a sudden are in the thick of it in the North Division. Swing and a miss as Cooper chases one down and away, and it's 0-1. Corpus Christi leading at San Antonio, bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0. And Wichita leading Tulsa 4-2. Drillers have fallen on hard times. Wichita playing much better of late. Swing line drive on one hop, and it is picked beautifully at second by Torres. Throw to first for the out. Boy, one second baseman just takes one away from the other right there. That was a one-hop line drive. And Torres made the play and made it really well. But the Hounds get a couple on the two-run single by Jason Rosario. Two runs on three hits. No errors and a couple of men left on base. So we're midway through game three of this series, the start of a 12-game road swing for the Rock Hounds. And after four and a half, the Hounds have added to the lead. It's 8-4.
So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Top of the order in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Gunnar Hoagland's first pitch is ripped up the middle of the line drive base hit. Brian Torres, who made the good defensive play to end the top of the inning, as his second hit of this game. Boy, jumped on that first pitch. That's a line drive right back up the middle. So one on and nobody out just that quickly. Seventh base hit now for the Cardinals. Rockhounds have 8 runs on 8 hits. Cardinals 4 runs on 7, including the leadoff base hit. And Nathan Church is the batter. 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Left-handed hitter, they play him the pull. Swings and sends a ball out of the park, but foul. It's kind of cool. It got up high enough to catch the rays of sun, illuminated for a moment, and then drifted off into the distance. 0-1 the count to Church, a 316 hitter. 4 home runs, 23 driven in. Top run producer on the team takes high for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. Gunnar Hoagland into his fifth inning of work. Nobody throwing behind him in the bullpen there. His activity for the Cardinals. Might be Keenan Middleton. We expect to see the St. Louis Cardinal here this evening. Bouncing ball foul. It's 1-2. Nathan Church out of UC Irvine, former Anteater. There was a time when that name sounded out of whack. Not anymore. Not with the Trash Pandas and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Popped foul in the air. That's going to get into the seats by 4 or 5 rows. Rattles into an empty chair. Count stays 1-2. The ball hit in an empty row, and 2 rows in front of that, a lady and a gentleman are sitting there. Here's the toss over to first base. And so the ball rattled into the seats, and initially they didn't go, and then the lady said, well, might as well, you know, have a souvenir. So she gets up and starts to go 2 rows back. The ball, meantime, dribbles down 2 rows and comes to rest right at her seat. There's a swing and a miss, and Nathan Church is out on strikes. Ah, the things that sometimes seem entertaining in the ballpark. Church out on strikes, 5 strikeouts for Gunnar Hoglund. And the batter now is Jimmy Crooks. He is 0 for 2, bounced to second, and struck out swinging. And the left-handed hitting, my gosh, there are 7 left-handed hitters in this order again. Crooks is one, runner goes, pitch is taken, throw by Shane McGuire, not in time. Brian Torres, who mentioned earlier, he's been a really good base runner all year. That's his 14th steal in 16 attempts. So the count 1-0 to Crooks with one on in scoring position and one out. With the addition of Noah Mendlinger, who was not in the original lineup, as was the case on Tuesday, the Cardinals have 7 left-handed hitters in this lineup. No switch hitters. Shane McGuire going to come out now and talk with Gunnar Hoglund. The entire infield will join in. Brief conversation that is broken up, and the guys go back to their positions. I think I neglected to give you the deluxe tour of the defense. Colby Thomas is in left field. Denzel Clark is in center. Jason Rosario in right. Saheed Valenzuela is at third base. Jack Winkler, the shortstop. Cooper Bowman at second. Brendan Malone at first. And Shane McGuire behind the dish. Pitch swung on, bounced toward first, and it's a foul ball. One ball, one strike to Jimmy Crooks. Well, we thought we might have some trouble getting this game in. Forecast was dicey at the very least, but again, it's been really nice. 70 or so and no breeze. Pitch from Hoglund outside from Gunner. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. Matt Lloyd waiting on deck. Still 68 degrees. It's cloudy, but yeah, pretty comfortable. There's a swing and a miss and a breaking ball down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimmy Crooks, since joining the Double-A Cardinals, hitting .333 coming in, including his 0 for 2 today, 1 for 8 in this series. Good catching prospect. He's top 15 pretty much on the various rating services. We'll look at second. Stretch and pitch by Gunner, and that ball looped into left field. Coming on, Colby Thomas got to play it on a hop. So first and third, one man down. Good piece of hitting by Crooks. Inside out swing went the opposite way. Colby had the thought to maybe trying to make the diving catch, but baseball discretion is the better part of valor right there. He made the play, ball bouncing in front of him, not by much, but boy, if that gets by you, that's going to do some serious damage. So 8 base hits for the Cardinals, 8 base hits for the Hounds. It's 2-1-1 down, and here's Matt Lloyd. He's walked and scored and bounced out to second on a really nice play by Cooper Bowman. And Lloyd with a home run on Tuesday went 1-for-4 with the solo home run. Stretch by Gunner, cheating in at third as Saheed Valenzuela pitches up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Lloyd's home run, I believe, brought Springfield within 6-4. They closed the gap after the rain delay on Tuesday. Swing and a foul back, and the count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Started to mention it earlier. There were 7,093, I think, was the announced on Tuesday when the day started, and the park was filled with folks, and most of them kids, good bunch of them kids anyway. And then Ma Nature intervened. Pitch swung on and missed. 1-2. Delivery all the way to the dirt. And Matt Lloyd comes up empty. Leadoff single, Brian Torres. First pitch of the inning. Nathan Church struck out, but Torres steals second. And he's at third now with Crooks at first. One man down. Pitch by Gunner. Low and inside. 2-2. We were talking about it in the press box. I mentioned earlier today, a couple of us had actually tried to count how many people were here after the rain delay. At one point, I could count 27. We decided somewhere right around 50 when things were said and done. Pitch by Gunner. Swung on. Pop foul. Straight back out of play. Still a 2-2 count. So this series starting with a day in which the guys spent about 9 hours at the ballpark, maybe a little bit more than that when all was said and done, but the Hounds got a victory. Here's the stretch pitched by Hoagland, and that ball is hammered but foul, and well foul at that. Lloyd way out in front of that pitch for the count 2-2. Rockhounds' bullpen is a little thin, again, with the promotions of Colin Palouse and Austin Briggs. Wander Guante has joined the team. Roiber Salinas is still here. I violated my own rule, I think. I did not get the... Gregorio Pete was telling me that Roiber was going to be called up to Las Vegas, but that did not go through, so he may still start tomorrow. We'll see. Delivery low and in, and a really good stop. Boy, Shane McGuire. That's a terrific stop. First and third pitch was way down and in and really at the shoe tops. Hit the dirt right about at the shoes of Matt Lloyd, and Shane found a way to block that. So a full count, runner at first. We'll see if he is going with one man down. Runners at the corners. Runner not going. Pitch by Gunner. Sent back up towards shortstop. Bobbled by Winkler. Second for one, but to first, no way. So run will score. Well, that might have been a double play ball. Jack will talk to himself. In to score is Brian Torres. Fielder's choice for Matt Lloyd. Left-handed hitter. Down the line in a hurry. So Lloyd will drive home a run. It's an 8-5 game, 6-4 put out. Crooks has retired at second. And Lloyd is on now with two men down in the inning. Here's R.J. Yeager. He's had a really good game. He singled and scored in the second, and a line drive double to left his last time up with a run batted in. Takes down low for a ball, 1-0. So 2-2 with a single, a double, a run, and a ribby. 8-5. Hounds lead the Cardinals. Gunner, baseball in his right hand, arm at his side. Now comes Sepp, delivers down and away. Backhanded stop by McGuire. Two balls, no strikes. Last of the fifth. Waggling that bat back and forth as Yeager has a favorable count here. Two balls, no strikes. Pitched by Hoagland, swung on, fly ball, right center field. That is a long run, but getting there and hauling it in is Jason Rosario. Well, he got a good jump on that ball. He was really running hard. It looked for a moment like he might have trouble getting there, but no, he got there in plenty of time. Inning is over. It's one run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and a man left on base. So, as was the case yesterday, offense is front and center. We have played five innings in Springfield. Cardinals will go deeper into the bullpen here, and we'll check the new pitcher, get you the totals on the other side of our timeout. After five, Rockhounds 8, Cardinals 5.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
St. Louis Cardinal right-hander Keenan Middleton is on the pitch. He is here on a rehab. Came into the ball game and I think faced one batter, if I recall, on Tuesday. Then the rains came and Keenan was actually on the mound when the game was then sent into a rain delay, which had to be frustrating. Again, he's here. And obviously, you want to perform well, but it's also a rehab assignment. He had walked one batter. He walked Caden Trenkel to open the sixth inning, and then I believe he was 1-1 or 0-1 on. It was 1-0 on Cooper Bowman. And then the rains came, and he didn't throw another pitch. So Middleton on here. And in the sixth inning, he'll face Jack Winkler, Colby Thomas, and Shane McGuire. 2, 3, and 4 in the Rockhounds order. Line score in this ball game, our game summary from our presenting sponsor, ConocoPhillips. Rockhounds 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 8-8-0. Springfield 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 5-8-1. Cooper Bowman led the game off with a home run. Brendan Malone led off the second with a home run. Middleton facing Jack Winkler. And just missed outside for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Had 2 lead changes in the game. Rockhounds led, obviously, right off the bat, pun intended. Cardinals came back with a 3-2 lead. Rockhounds have answered with a 4-run third and have not trailed since. Called strike to Jack Winkler, 1-1. Jack 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored, extending the on-base streak to 15 games. Stretch and pitch by Middleton. That ball fouled straight back, and the count is 1-2. Rockhounds won Tuesday's opener. We were talking about 6-4 was the final when the long day was done. And the Rockhounds winning 12-6 yesterday. Game was back and forth, much like this one early. And the Rockhounds took over somewhere around the fourth inning. Pitched just outside for a ball. The count is 2-2. And after the second lead change, Rockhounds taking the lead with a 4-run third inning and have led ever since in this game. Middleton with a stretch. Pitch high and tight for a ball. 3-2 from the big right-hander. He looks to work his way back to St. Louis. Former Yankee. Pitched for the Yankees a year ago, did Middleton. Swinging a bouncer towards short. Going to be cut off instead by the third baseman, Menlinger, who will throw to first base for the out. So Winkler retired. Jack now 0-for-3. The batter is Colby Thomas. RBI double and a run scored in the third. 1-for-3. Middleton out of Portland, Oregon. 6'3", 230 pounds. Went to Lane Community College. Colby Thomas, right-handed hitter, to face him. Middleton's pitch swung on, lifted 1.5 miles in the air. Foul ground, playable, I think, yeah, for first baseman. And there to make the play is Yeager. So Colby will sky out to the first baseman. 2 men down in the sixth inning. Each team has gone 1-2-3 one time. That was the fourth inning. And other than that, a lot of offense for the Hounds now. 2 up, 2 down. Yesterday, it took until the fifth inning, recall, for either team's first 2 batters in any inning to be out. So offense has been front and center. Shane 1-for-2. McGuire takes high for a ball, 1-0. Hit by pitch and scored in the 4-run third. Led off the fifth inning with a sharp single to right center field and came across to score on the Jason Rosario 2-run single. Delivery got the inside corner, called strike, 1 ball and 1 strike. So 2 out, top of the sixth inning, 8-5 Hounds. Game 4 tomorrow at 6:35. Saturday evening at 6:05, just a tinge earlier. Pitch to Shane, high fly ball, center field straight away. Going back to Antico, and he's got it. High fly ball to straight away center field. So Middleton, the big leaguer, a 1-2-3 sixth inning. So 3-run ball game, then we'll go to the last half of inning number 6. I'm going to tell you one more chapter about the remarkable Nelson Cruz in our franchise retrospective.
Nelson Cruz was a member of the 2004 Rockhounds. He retired last November following a 19-year major league career. In naming Nelson as this year's inductee into our franchise Hall of Fame, we made the case that he may have fallen just 36 swings shy of Cooperstown. Nelly finished with 464 home runs. Only 28 players have ever hit 500, and 19 of them are in the Hall of Fame.
of the 9 who are not, 2 will be when they become eligible, Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera. The other 7 were heavily involved in the PED era. Now, here's some pretty interesting math. When hitting their first big league home run, members of the 500 home run club were an average of 20 years old. Nelly was 25. And when playing in 100 games for the first time in a season, their average age was 21 and a half. Nelly was 28. If Nelson Cruz had been given that full-time chance just a little sooner, he might well have hit 36 more home runs and reached 500, and that so often has opened the door to Cooperstown. Nelson Cruz is as good a person as he was a power hitter. He has won, among others, ESPN's Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award and the Roberto Clemente Award, MLB's highest off-the-field honor. All of that thanks to his deep and abiding dedication to his home in the Dominican Republic.
Great hitter, great person, Nelson Cruz. Mentioned in our earlier edition chapter with Nelly in that home run in San Antonio in the 21st inning. Never see that again. Well, what do we say, 464 home runs? And got a late start. Remarkable stuff. Here's Mike Antico now to lead it off. Holding to the first pitch, finds the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. 6, 7, and 8 in the Springfield order. Antico 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. Noah Mendler is on deck. Swing and a bouncer, but foul wide of the bag at first, 0-2. Looks like activity in the Cardinal bullpen. Again, Keenan Middleton was just expected to pitch one inning, and apparently that is what he will do. A 1-2-3, sixth inning at that. 0-2 from Gunner, up high and away to the left-handed hitting Mike Antico. Cardinals wearing the bright red jerseys trimmed in white numerals. Hounds in the deep sky blue. Check swing, did he go? I think so. Oh, my goodness, they say no. Look down to the Hounds dugout. Couple of guys reacting. Can't blame them. But again, check swings. Who knows? It's 2 balls and 2 strikes to Mike Antico. Swings and bounces, 1 foul at the plate. Count stays 2-2. Clay Williams calling balls and strikes. Clay is from Springfield, Tennessee. First base umpires are crew chief Stephen Rios Jr. from El Paso and Justin Juska at third base from Lakeland, Florida. Our umpiring crew, as assigned by minor league baseball or major league baseball. Line drive just foul down the right field side. Jumped on it. Then drove it just foul. Mention with Roybal Salinas still on the Rockhounds roster, so I will revise the revised edition of our roster. Revise the revision. Here's a swing and a fly ball left field. That's well struck. Boy, this ball is going to carry. That's going to get out of here. It's into the bullpen. Home run. Mike Antico got that ball into the left field bullpen. Inside out swing. That's the 8th home run that Gunnar Hoglund has given up on the season. That's the one number that's been a little bit disconcerting. Well, that ball just kept on carrying. There's no wind whatsoever. Pitch was on the outer half of the plate, just above the knees, and it got into the bullpen by about 15 feet. Colby Thomas got to the wall but could only watch, and it is now 8-6. That's 6 runs on 9 hits. Noah Mendler takes outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Wander Guante has joined the Rockhounds. He is available. There is now activity in the bullpen for the Rockhounds behind Gunnar Hoglund. Delivery swung on and fouled back. The count goes 1-1, and I will check with Gregorio after the ballgame. With Roiber back, he was originally scheduled to pitch on Friday. Of course, that will be tomorrow. Wander Guante may be in the rotation as well. Called strike at the knees, 1-2. Jack Cushing was to make a spot start on Saturday with Roiber no longer on the roster, so we'll see how that will all play out. Pitch low and inside for a ball, 2-2. Blake Beers still scheduled for Sunday. So apparently that would leave either Jack Cushing or Wander Guante available to join the bullpen, but with a couple of guys gone, three guys going up to Las Vegas, one starter and two relievers. Bouncer foul, 2-2. Brady Basso was with the A's, did not pitch, but he is now back to Las Vegas. Austin Briggs and Colin Palouse are with the Aviators. Left-hander in the bullpen, well, that has to be David Leal. Swinging a high fly ball into shallow center, coming on is Denzel, and he makes the catch on the move. Mendlinger really battling there on the 2-2 pitch. He sent the high fly ball to shallow center. Denzel tracks it down, one away for Chandler Redmond. And here comes Gregorio, and that I would guess, since it's the manager coming out. Yep, and go to the bullpen. Well, offense, again, these are two clubs that can swing the bats pretty well. Gunner's ERA is going to take a little bit of a pop in this one. He'll go 5 1/3. Gives up 9 base hits. 6 runs, they are all earned. Walked one and struck out 5 batters. And David Leal will come on to relieve him in what is now an 8-6 game. In the bottom of the 6th inning, bases are empty. And one man down in inning number 6. So David out of the bullpen. Hounds roster is... Official scorer says Leal. That's okay. He's not, you know, he's not required to... Not required to read the pronunciation guide. He's just here to score the game. So David is on the pitch. Rockhounds seeing three guys shipped out in, again, Brady Basso, Austin Briggs, Colin Palouse, and Wander Guante is added, so Hounds roster is two players short of the roster limit, which is 28. You know, there was a time when there was a section of the season when Texas League rosters were 23, max of 23. My goodness. So 28, and of course that beginning with the 2021 season. So we'll see how the pitching will sort out and what Gregorio Petit and pitching coach Paul Abbott will do with the rotation for the rest of this series. And then on next week to Frisco. Chandler Redmond will be the batter. David Leal will face him with the bases empty and one down, but the run across of a solo home run by Mike Fantico. And this just a 2-run ball game. David's pitch, boy, drops down, fires that over the outside corner. Lefty against lefty. Man, that really has to look like he's throwing it behind you. And the ball found the outside corner. Redmond waits, takes. A little high and away this time. One ball and one strike. David out of the bullpen. His 8th appearance, his 6th in relief. 1-1 with a very good 2.76 ERA. Left-hander drops down, almost submarines, and this pitch is fouled back. It's 1-2. Sixteen and a third innings, 12 base hits, 6 walks, 11 strikeouts. Left-hander set, 1-2 count. Breaking ball, got him. Off-speed pitch bent over the inside part of the plate. Well, again, that starts at your, basically at your right hip if you were the batter, Chandler Redmond, and it busted over the inside part of the plate. And lefty against lefty. Well, that's tough for that. Sets up on the first base side of the bag in that low arm angle. So two men down. Batter is Jeremy Rivas, 1-for-2 with an RBI, a 2-run single. And a stolen base, takes down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Eight-six, Rockhounds were in the last of inning number 6. Leal's pitch fouled away. Boy, that got up and in on Rivas. He kind of turned into it, almost fought it off. And the count goes 1-1. Sky deep, dark blue-gray way off to the east of us and back off to the west. Still a little bit of a sunset going. Hammonds Field. the second of the M's in the large, large bright red letters in an arch over the scoreboard in left center. Swinging a little looper. This is going to get down into right field, a base hit. So a good piece of hitting by Rivas. That looked like that got down and in on him a little bit. We'll probably get a replay. We will. Yeah, it did. Jammed him a little bit, and he kind of fought it off into right center field. Base hit, one on with two men down. Tying run at the plate, and that's Brian Torres. Hammond's Field is spelled out in tall capital letters. And the second M in Hammond's, the middle of it is kind of blacked out. Got to get some light bulbs up there. Pitch misses to Brian Torres for ball one. So if he just walked in and didn't know better, you'd think this is Hammond's Field, but no, it would be Hammond's. Really good venue. Great fans here, too. Breaking pitch got there. Floats over the outside corner, one and one. Torres, two for three. Single leading off the bottom of the first inning. Was doubled off on a 7-3 double play. Bounced out to second in the second. Singled. Stole second and scored in inning number five. Leal's pitch to him. Floats just off the outside corner, and the count goes 2-1. Nathan Church would be next here in the Springfield sixth inning. Cardinals have drawn within two on the solo home run by Mike Antico. It's 8-6. Stretch and pitch by Leal. That's hit in the air to left. Right at Colby, and he's got it for the out. Inside out swing, and Torres lines out to left field. But in the inning, it's a run on a couple of base hits. No errors. One man left on base. So we're bound for the top half of inning number seven. After six complete, the Rockhounds lead the Cardinals by the score now of 8-6.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Right-hander Jack Ralston on the pitch. We go to the top of the stretch inning in this one. Brennan Malone leads it off, 2-for-2 plus a walk. A homer, a double, and a base on balls. Takes down and away from Jack Ralston for ball one. One inning for Keenan Middleton, the rehab assignment from the St. Louis Cardinals. He faced and retired three batters. No walks, no strikeouts. 8-6. Springfield within two for the second time. So the Hounds gained the lead. Called strike, 1-1 to Brennan. Saeed Valenzuela and Jason Rosario to follow. Ralston, tall right-hander, delivers and finds the heart of the plate for a strike, 1-2. Been a struggle of a season for Ralston. Jack, in five appearances, no wins or losses, an ERA of 12. Long set. Breaking pitch, got him, called third strike, and Brendan Malone in some disagreement. Well, wouldn't you know, He's struggled so far, but not with that particular at-bat. Ralston has given up 7 hits in 6 innings. And of his 7 hits, 4 have been home runs. He's walked 8, struck out 3, but he's now added a strikeout. So he's got a 0 ERA in the ERA in this game. Chopper by Saheed Valenzuela, and the pitcher will make the play, and Ralston will just tag him, 1 unassisted. Well, that's the beauty of baseball. Every time you take the mound or step to the plate, in one sense anyway, you're starting all over again. So Ralston's numbers have not been good, but he's 2 up, 2 down here with a strikeout and a putout all his own. 2 away for Jason Rosario. 1 for 2 with a 2-run single. Left-handed hitter takes just down and in for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Denzel Clark would be next here in the Rockhounds' 7th inning. Ralston out of Santa Clara, California, went to UCLA, as did Cardinal starter Matt Radjic. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. And the first time I saw Radjic's name, I thought it was Max, not Matt. And, of course, so now that sticks with you, but it is Matt Radjic. He was the starter in this game, still the pitcher of record, as is Rockhound starter Gunnar Hoagland. Swinging a slicer foul left field side. That's going to find the berm. Only about 5 people down there, so somebody's going to get an easy souvenir. 2 balls and 1 strike. Lead changed hands twice in the early going, and Cardinals were trailing by 4. They've chopped it to 2. A check swing and a foul ball at the plate. 2-2 to Jason. Rosario reached on an error in the second inning and was part of a strike him out, throw him out, double play. He was caught trying to steal. He walked in the third and a 2-run single, the difference in this game, in the fifth. It was a swing and a high fly ball to center field. That's well struck. Antico going back, but he's got room and he's got it shy of the track, straightaway center field. So for the second consecutive inning, the Rockhounds go in order, the last time against a major leaguer and this time against a guy who has really struggled, but Jack Ralston with a 1-2-3 inning. So it is 7th inning stretch time in Springfield, Missouri, and as the fans here stand for Take Me Out to the Ball Game, we'll do some non-Googleable for you as David Leal goes back to the mound. And see, we're going to have God Bless America. We sure are. We'll stay here for that. Have a kids' choir to sing God Bless America. By the kiddos who did the national anthem before the game. Didn't see them assembled. They were down the right field line a little bit. Didn't know they were going to do God Bless America this evening, but that was nicely done. And now I bet they'll do a little Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Rockhounds lead it in the 7th inning stretch over the Cardinals 8-6.
When the game goes into overtime. But game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
David Leal back to work. Nathan Church, Jimmy Crooks, and Matt Lloyd. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the order to face him in the bottom of the 7th inning. was looking at a note on Nolan Ryan, and it's always just fascinating the things you can come up with Nolan. He went between 10 and 13 innings 10 times in his career, and that, of course, may never happen again. He went 13 innings once. And Nolan went less than one inning. Remember, of course, he pitched for so long. Nathan Church stands in. First pitch from Leal, chopped toward third base. Cheating in is Valenzuela. Good thing he did. Throws to first just in time. That was basically a swinging bunt, a little kind of a mini Pittsburgh chop. He pounded the ball down into the ground. It didn't get up very high, but it was kind of a gentle hop. If Saeed had been playing back, that is an easy base hit. But had him played well, so Church bounces out on the first pitch of the bottom of the seventh inning, and here's Jimmy Crooks, 1-for-3 with a single. Nolan did not get through the first inning just 9 times, ever. Off-speed pitch to Crooks for a called strike from David Leal. And the first of those was back in 1973. A stretch and pitch. Now get there. Outside corner called strike two. And on this date in 1973 was his next start after that. So Nolan Ryan, we just talked about things. You start all over. Jack Ralston has had a really rough year. Comes in, gets a 1-2-3 inning here in the seventh. Well, Nolan did not get out of the first inning in his previous start, and on this day took the mound 1973. What did he do? It was a swing and a line shot, and it's past Cooper into right field for a base hit. Boy, reaching out and just yanking that was Jimmy Crooks. So it's a tying run at the plate. That was an 0-2 pitch. Batter will be Matt Lloyd, and he has been, he already has a home run in this series, has an RBI and a run scored in this one. One on and one man down, the line drive into right field. So Crooks with a base hit, tying run at the plate. Lloyd takes, breaking ball strike, 0-1. Do a little two-parter here on our non-Googleable. Nolan Ryan, you might say, bounced back on this date. That was early in his career, 1973. Pitch up high for a ball from the Great Express. Yep, didn't survive the first inning in his previous outing, and on this date in 1973 did it for the first of 7 times. Nolan Ryan's first career no-hitter. Swinging a pop-up. This may be trouble. No, it's going to carry enough that Colby will get there toward the left field corner. That ball carried a lot more than it appeared it might off the bat of Lloyd. He reached for that ball, punched it in the air toward the left field side. It looked pretty lazy, but it carried enough that Colby got there with ease. So it's 2 down with a runner on. Here's R.J. Yeager. And he's had a good night. He's 2-for-3 with a single, a double, a run, and a ribby. And Mike Antico, who was already homered in this game, is on deck. 2-run game, tying run at the plate, last of the seventh inning. Leal's pitch is outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Of course, Nolan Ryan's longevity almost as remarkable as his pitching skills themselves. Just an anomaly pitch inside corner called strike 1-1. To throw as hard as he did for as long as he did. He is amazing. But a pretty good bounce back on this date. First of 7 no-hitters thrown by the Great Express after not getting out of the first inning his previous time. Apparently it made him mad. Here's a 1-1 stretch. Pitch swung on, bouncing ball back up the middle. It's going to get down, base hit. Jack Winkler tried to get there, could not. It is 2-on with 2 out. The Cardinals now bring the go-ahead run to the plate in the form of a guy who's 2-for-3 with a home run. So Mike Antico is up. So R.J. Yeager with a single right back up the middle. First and second, 2 men down. Antico up with a single, which was a line drive that deflected off pitcher Gunnar Hoglund back in the second inning. And I mean caromed off him. It caromed all the way into right field. He's bounced to second and homered since. Antico waits. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch from Leal, low and in for a ball. 1-0. So the Cardinals threatening here in the last half of the seventh, a 2-run game. with the tying runs on base, go-ahead run potentially at the plate. The Owls 1-0. It's sliced foul out of play by Antico. One ball, one strike. Colby Thomas will have to retrieve that, and retrieve he will. He'll toss that, I think, gently onto the berm. He does. That L-shaped berm that wraps around the left field foul pole. Also berms on either side of the batter's eye here in Hammonds Field, where we have made the journey pretty much in night. Little tiny bit of light way back off to the third base side of this ballpark. Just enough breeze to gently make the flag move, but not even fully unfurl. So, again, very pleasant at mid to upper 60s. One ball, one strike. Antico waits. Stretch and pitch by David. Got there. Outside half of the plate. Upper edge strike. Count goes 2-1. Make it 1-2. Check me. 1-2. Noah Mendlinger is on deck. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Leal sets. Looks at the runner at second base. 1-2 pitch. Bounced foul. Antico way out in front and over the top of that pitch, but got part of it, so he stays in at a ball and two strikes. We'll do a little bonus non-Googleable for you. The other side of our timeout. Antico waits, 1-2. Runners their leads. Pitch, swung on, foul ball, way high in the air and over toward the light standard on the third base side. Caroms all over the place and down into about the third row of the seats. Still 1-2. Antico in 13 games with the Cardinals hitting 333 coming in. He's 2-for-3 in this game. Leal comes set. Count 1-2 yet again. Runners take their leads. Pitch by David. Swung on and looped into shallow center. Backpedaling. Jack Winkler reaches up and makes the catch. Boy, did that get dicey. That would have scored a run with ease, but Jack backpedaled, made the catch in shallow center field. Nicely handled. Inning over. No runs. Cardinals threatened with a couple of hits. No errors, and they leave two men on base. Total's a little bonus non-Googleable trivia for you. We've played seven innings in Springfield. Game three of this six-game set. Rockhounds 8, Springfield 6.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Through seven innings, Rockhounds 8, Springfield 6. It's been offensive. The Rockhounds have been up and down in order in three of their last four innings. Rockhounds 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 8-0. Cardinals have now out-hit the Hounds, 6 runs, 12 hits, and 1 Springfield error. It did no damage, by the way. 3 home runs in the game, Cooper Bowman solo leading off the game. He's 1-for-3 with that solo home run, extending his hit streak to 13. Brennan Malone extended his very impressive 7-game streak now, including a solo home run leading off the second. He has also doubled and driven in a second run in this game. And Mike Antico solo for Springfield in the sixth. Denzel Clark leads it off. Jack Ralston at a 1-2-3 seventh. Fires, and that's a strike. Actually clanks off the glove of the catcher, Jimmy Crooks, but a strike nonetheless. Denzel 0-for-2 with a bases loaded walk. Well, Jack Ralston does not look like a pitcher with a 12 ERA and struggles galore. 4 out of his 7 hits have been home runs. He's faced 3, retired 3. Now he bounces one to the plate, so it is 1-1. Hounds led 1-0 on the Cooper Bowman home run in the first, 2-0 on the Malone leadoff home run in the second. Cardinals rallied back, got 3 in the bottom of the second inning to take the lead. Hounds a four-run third and have not trailed since, but the lead now back down to two. Denzel swings, ground ball foul, and Gregorio Petit will handle that in the third base coaching box, one and two. Caden Trinkle and back up top for Cooper Bowman in the Rockhounds' eighth inning. Hounds lead the series 2-0, winning 6-4 Tuesday, 12-6 last night. Backup pitch, got him. Boy, Jack Ralston came in with numbers that were not good, and he has faced and retired four batters, two of them by strikeout, one tap out, and a fly ball to center. 6:35 tomorrow night, game four of the set. Saturday evening, 6:05, and Sunday afternoon at 1:05. Caden Trinkle stands in, takes low and in for a ball, 1-0. Caden, a good ball game, 2-for-3. Doubled and scored, leading off what would be a four-run third inning. Ended that inning with a fly ball out and singled to right his last time up. Checks his swing, takes a strike. Pitch just got there outside edge, 1-1. Caden DH in this game. Nobody on, one out. Top of inning number eight. Ralston's pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. Caden will ask for time, steps out. Rockhounds lead Frisco at the moment by a half game in the Texas League South. Rough Riders and Amarillo completing a doubleheader at Hodgetown even as we speak. Pitch drops down low, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 the count. Boy, and the Rough Riders have busted loose in that one, so Frisco going to sweep that doubleheader. They won 10-2 in the opener. It's 9-1 in the nightcap. Swinging a foul back. Count still 2-2 to Caden Trinkle. Amarillo, I think, scored the first run of the out. They scored in the first inning. The Rough Riders are still batting in the fourth of that seven-inning game. They got 2 in the second, 3 in the third, 4 in the fourth, and they're still batting. So the Riders going to win a couple. They've been really hot of late. Pitch drops down, low ball, 3-3-2. Hounds have won 9 of their last 11. And Frisco has been the league's hottest club now over the last maybe 2.5-3 weeks. Northwest Arkansas has also been playing very well, but Frisco has been absolutely terrific. They're a half game out behind the Hounds right now. Swinging a foul ball. Count stays 3-2 to Caden Trinkle. And the Riders host the Rockhounds next week. That's a 6-game series. Rockhounds' only visit to Frisco in 2024. Wow. Pitch to Caden. Swing and a miss. Well, Jack Ralston. Boy, looks more like Cy Young. He has faced 5, retired 5, struck out 3. This is the guy with the 12 ERA coming in, 7 hits in 6 innings, 4 home runs in the 7 hits allowed, 8 walks, 3 strikeouts. He's got an inning and 2/3 in this one and hasn't given up a thing and has whiffed 3 batters. Baseball is goofy. Cooper Bowman, line drive, gloved at second base by Torres. Line shot of Cooper's bat. But he's retired and the Rockhounds go in order, although Cooper hit that ball hard. Hounds have gone up and down now in 4 of their last 5 innings. So this ball game getting far too dicey for the Rockhounds' liking. To the bottom half of the 8th we go. Rockhounds 8 and the Cardinals 6.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party.
It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Two-run game, bottom of the eighth inning, and Noah Mendlinger, the third baseman, leads it off. David Leal into his third inning of work, delivers way high and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Mendlinger, then Chandler Redmond, and Jeremy Rivas, who has been very good in this game. Bottom third of the order, bottom of the eighth inning. Cheating in is Valenzuela at third, and David hits the inside, or they were the heart of the plate, really, one ball, one strike. Lefty-lefty matchup here against seven left-handed hitters in the Cardinals' order. Nary a switch hitter among them. Leal's pitch down and in. Count goes 2-1. Mendlinger bounced out to starter Gunnar Hoglund in the second, struck out in the fourth, flew out to center in the sixth. That's here in the eighth. 8-6 Hounds. Leal with a stretch. Pitch from David. Bounced foul right at the plate. 2-2. Mendlinger, left-handed hitter. Again, was a late addition to the lineup. And now he will step away just for a moment. He's a big, deep breath, looks at the barrel of the bat, rewraps the batting gloves, taps the plate, steps back in, leading it off, bottom of the eighth, 8-6 Hounds. Really shade him to pull to the Rock Hounds, swinging a high fly ball. This will be in a shallow right center. I think Denzel might make the call. He does. So Denzel Clark handles the fly ball to center field, right center field, one away. Batter is Chandler Redmond, and he's had a tough ball game. He's 0-for-3, all on strikes. Chandler hitting 186 coming into the game. I will correct myself. Yep, didn't they? Just Redmond is a switch hitter, a left-handed hitter rather, so pinch hitter. And this will be out of Aaron McKeithen, who was the catcher in yesterday's game. Aaron McKeithen at the plate, pinch hitting. Redmond was a DH swing. Fly ball, left field, high and deep. Going to run out of room in there to make the catch is Colby Thomas, about 5 feet in front of the track, left center field. So the pinch hitter goes after the first pitch he sees, drives it high and deep, but at his handle. So Aaron McKeithen flies out, and that will bring up Jeremy Rivas. Rivas, the shortstop, is 2-for-2 in this game. 2-for-3, check me. He bounced out to second base in the fourth inning. Two-run single and a steal in the second. Sends a high fly ball center and left field. This is well hit. Back is Colby, and he's out of room, and that is gone. Rivas, with his first home run of the season, clears the left field wall by just a few feet. It's 8-7 in the eighth inning. Jeremy Rivas got a pitch he could deal with watching on the replay. Yeah, he cleared the wall by about 5 feet, but clear it did. And the Cardinals are back within one. They have really not gone all that gentle into that good day or that evening. Rallied back in the late innings after the rain delay Tuesday. Rock Hounds finally pulled away in last night's game, but again, it was back and forth early. The Hounds led 8-4 not long ago, but tip your cap to the Springfield bullpen and to pitching in general, but mostly the bullpen, beginning with Pereira, who really settled in, then Keenan Middleton, the big leaguer here on rehab, and Jack Ralston. If Springfield comes back to win this game, Jack Ralston just becomes a huge story. Again, just struggling so mightily to start this year. He's come in and retired six batters in a row. And the Cardinals are within a run. The batter is Brian Torres, who is 2-for-4 in this game. Top of the order, and he's got really good speed. 8-7. Rockhounds pitch. We'll get there. Nope, dropped low, I guess. One ball, no strikes. Thought Clay Williams was moving the right arm, but nope, he was just standing back up. Pitch missed by a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch to Torres, swung on and missed. And it's 1-1. Nathan Church on deck. So this one, now a one-run ball game. Rockhounds will get activity in the left field bullpen behind the wall. There's the stretch of pitch by Leal. Got there. Strike at the knees. 1-2. Torres a single in the first. Bounced out to second base in the second. Singled, stole second base, scored in the fifth, flew out to left field his last time, 2-for-4. Leal's 1-2 pitch, got him, called third strike looking. And Torres knew it. Well, David comes back after Rivas. Boy, the number 9 hitter in the order has really been big in this game. He's driven in 3 runs, including his first home run of the year. So this one goes to the 9th, and it does so as a 1-run ball game. After 8 complete in Springfield, Rockhounds 8, Cardinals 7.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the 9th, and this ball game is a one-run contest. Jack Winkler leads it off. Andre Granillo on to pitch. He fires over the part of the plate for a strike. Granillo has been outstanding out of the Springfield bullpen. Fires down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Jack Winkler, Colby Thomas, Shane McGuire. It'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the Springfield 9th as well. 8-7 Rockhounds. Pitch to Jack, swung on and popped in the air. Shallow left field. Shortstop Rivas out, but in is the left fielder Lloyd, who will make the catch. So Jack 0-for-4, but he walked and extended that on-base streak. One man down in the 9th inning. Cardinal bullpen. Pereira gave up a couple of runs in 2 1/3. But that was after starter Matt Ragic gave up 6 runs in 2 2/3 innings. Bullpen has really been very good and important in this game. Bouncer foul off the bat of Colby Thomas. Colby 1-for-4 with a double, an RBI, and a run. Granillo in 12 outings, 3-0 with 4 saves and 6 chances. And a 1.65 ERA. 16 1/3 innings, 8 base hits. He has walked 10, struck out 21. Swinging a high pop-up, playable, First base side, foul ground. And there to make the play is Yeager. So it is two down, and boy, again, just the job done by the bullpen. Rockhounds have eight runs and eight on eight hits in this game. They had six runs on five hits in the first three innings. Now Shane McGuire, Shane 1-for-3. Single, a hit batsman. He's also scored two runs. Swings and misses, comes up empty, 0-1. Andre Granillo, big right-hander, goes in at 6'4", 250. And a swing and that ball hit in the air to center field. Straight away, Antico got it. We're going to the ninth, and boy, right now, well, Rockhounds just trying to hang on to this. They have now gone up and down in order, have the Hounds, five times in the last six innings. And so we are bound for the bottom half of the ninth inning. Cardinals will send their two, three, and four hitters to the plate in the last of the ninth. We'll see who comes out of the Rockhounds bullpen. I think it'll be Pedro Santos. And we are bound for the last of the ninth in a one-run game. Hounds 8, Springfield 7.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning in Springfield, Missouri. It's Pedro Santos who is on the pitch, and he will face Nathan Church, Jimmy Crooks, and Matt Lloyd. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Pedro on for the 13th time of the year, has a 1.50 ERA. Has four saves in as many opportunities, and this is certainly a save scenario. Pedro has given up only six hits in 12 innings. Now, the one number, though, he has walked 11 in those 12 innings, and he has struck out 24 in 12 innings. So, averages two strikeouts per inning, average is basically one walk per inning, and a hit every other inning. No margin for error in this game, as Nathan Church will lead it off. Left-handed hitting, right fielder. Time called, and what do we have? Pitch clock violation? Wow. Pitch clock violation on Pedro Santos. One again for Pedro. You have to regroup mentally here after that. Again, command has been the only issue with him. Right-hander fires, and well, that ball is bounce foul, velocity readout not working on the scoreboard here, but again, Pedro can flirt with triple digits. One ball, one strike to Church. He's 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Santos from the stretch, big leg kick, fires down and in, ball 2, 2-1. Baseball momentum, of course, is a funny thing. It's really, I think, probably different. It's probably different in almost every sport. Stretch by Pedro, 1-1 pitch, swung on, bounce towards second, two long hops to Cooper. Edge of the grass, makes the play and the throw. Church retired. One down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jimmy Crooks. $27.99 on hand here this evening. Boy, they've seen a lot of baseball. Here's the stretch now to batter Jimmy Crooks, left-handed hitter. Takes down and in, did it hit him? Oh, my goodness, it did. Tying run on base, hit by pitch. Batter will be Matt Lloyd. We'll see if the Cardinals have already used one of their catchers as a pinch hitter in this game. They have three on the roster. The other is Luis Rodriguez. Doesn't appear they will here, though. So Jimmy Crooks is on base, tying run at first, winning run at the plate, Matt Lloyd. Pedro set, first pitch, up high, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Lloyd is 0 for 3 with a walk, a run scored, and an RBI, which came on a fielder's choice in the fifth inning. 8-7 Hounds, one on, one out. Santos set, Lloyd waits, swings, fouls it back, had a pretty good cut at that pitch, but fouled it away, it's 1-1. Pedro Santos and Grant Holman have been the Hounds' closers. Left-handed hitter at the plate. So that infield kind of shift is on. Ground ball out toward Cooper. He flips to second for one on to first base. Double play ball game. Rockhounds turn a 4-6-3. And this one's in the books. Cooper to Jack and on to Brennan. And that will do it. The Rockhounds have now won 10 of their last 12 ball games. Boy, the Cardinals rallying back in this one. Their bullpen, the Springfield bullpen, did a terrific job. And Pedro Santos comes in and now 1-2-3, had a hit batsman, but no runs, no hits, no errors. Ball game over and a one-run win for the Rockhounds in this one. They've won the first three games of this series. As mentioned, 10 of their last 12 overall. And boy, did this one come right down to the wire. Rockhounds led 8-4 at one point. Were shut down the rest of the way. Cardinals got within one, but the Rockhounds slammed the door. The guys exchanged the high fives. You know who's at the bottom of that line. The last guy, a little space between him and the rest of the line. I love it. Gregorio Petit told me why he does that. He wants that really good high five. You know, doesn't want that casual just kind of passing you by. He wants that good, solid high five. I love it. He's always at the end of the line to greet the guys after a victory. A victory is, it is, Rockhounds 8, Cardinals 7. Totals coming up after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, this one goes into the books. Rockhounds 8 and the Springfield Cardinals 7. They just finished finalizing the online box. So that's good. We can get to the official stuff. Hounds 8 runs, 8 hits, and 6 of those runs and 5 of the hits coming in the first 3 innings, 8-8 and 0. Springfield 7 runs on 13 hits and 1 error, 7-13 and 1. Cooper Bowman home run, 5th of the year, came on the second, make it the 3rd pitch of the game. Brennan Malone hit his 5th, and that came on the leadoff spot in the 2nd inning. Each guy extending a hit streak with that swing. So Cooper with his 5th, Brennan Malone with his 5th, and Mike Antico hit his 2nd of the season, that coming solo in the 6th. And, of course, a moment or two ago, Jeremy Rivas in the bottom of the 8th inning, his first home run of the year solo, part of a 3-for-4 game. He had 3 of the ribbies for the Cardinals. Gunnar Hoglund's ERA will bump up significantly, but he is the winner 4-2. ERA goes up by about 3/4 of a point to 4.63. The loss to Matt Radjic, and he falls to 4-3. ERA now at 7.28. Pedro Santos picks up the save in this game. David Leal will get a hold in this contest. Mentioned the attendance, 2,799. Ball game, well, there was a lot of offense in it. Of course, the Rockhounds went pretty quietly in the second half of this game, but ball game only took 2 hours, 38 minutes to go into completion. Rockhounds are now really pretty remarkable. They have played 36 games. They've won 24 of them. That is a .667 winning percentage, and that is pretty lofty stuff. Having said that, the Hounds need it because Frisco is going to sweep a doubleheader, making up for yesterday's rainout at Amarillo. They are leading. Boy, they beat the Sod Poodles 10-2 in the opener. It's 10-1 in the nightcap at Take Me Out to the Ball Game time, ironically, at Hodgetown. So, boy, Frisco, they are really, really playing well and have been for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. And, of course, the Rockhounds are at 24-12 mark. So, this win, one other note on it, this is the third game of this six-game series. This is a very challenging road trip, Springfield and Frisco. Hounds and Springfield are division leaders, and Frisco is, what, half game behind the Rockhounds. So the level of competition on this road trip is significant. The Hounds have clinched no worse than a split of this series in Springfield with the victory here this evening by the final score of 8-7. We'll come back, take a quick look ahead toward tomorrow. Don't know for sure who will go for the Rockhounds, but we'll give you a look at the weekend and a couple of numbers from this ball game to put a wrap on things when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, right after this.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Rockhounds got out of the gate very fast this evening. Cooper Bowman extends his hit streak to 13 games with a leadoff home run in this game. And Brennan Malone extended a remarkable streak now to 7 games, not so much in length, but in what he's done within it. That was a leadoff home run in the second. Brennan also had an RBI double in this game, and he also walked and scored, so another terrific ball game that way. Jack Winkler went just 1-for-4, but did walk and score, so he extends his on-base streak to 15 games. So the Rockhounds had stuff going on early, and they took the lead in this ball game. Went back and forth a little bit, as it did yesterday. Hounds on the home runs by Bowman and Malone had a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the second inning. Springfield got a 3-run inning, and again, Jeremy Rivas, boy, big in this ball game. Had a 2-run single. He was 0-for-7 in the series, but had a 2-run single in the third inning, and that was part of a 3-run inning that gave Springfield a 3-2 lead. Rockhounds took the lead, as it turns out, for good in the third inning. They score 4 runs. Caden Trenkel led it off with a double, and also in the inning, Colby Thomas had an RBI double. 1 run scored on a balk, would have scored anywhere in the Colby double. Then an RBI double by Brennan Malone, and a bases-loaded walk by Denzel Clark, and the Rockhounds took a lead at that point of 6-3. The Hounds got their final 2 runs in the 5th inning, a single by Shane McGuire. Brennan Malone draws a walk. Jason Rosario's 2-run single will be the game-winning swing of the bat in this game. It's a 2-run single in the 5th, and after 5 innings, the Rockhounds had 8 runs on 8 hits. Well, they had 8 runs on 8 hits at the end of the game. Completely shut out over the last 4 innings. They went up and down in order in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and in fact in the 4th as well. So the Springfield bullpen really outstanding in this game. Cardinals came back, got a run in the fifth inning. Matt Lloyd driving in a run on the field. His choice, Brian Torres, really set the table in that inning. Solo home run, Mike Antico in the sixth, and that made it 8-6. And then Rivas with a solo home run in the eighth, and that made it 8-7. Tying run on base, winning run at the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rockhounds turn a double play, and that goes in from Bowman to Winkler to Malone to put the ball game away. Other numbers we gave you are correct. 8-0 for the Rockhounds, 7-13-1 for the Cardinals. Gunnar Hoglund gets the win. He's 4-2. David Leal with the hold in this game. Matt Radjic takes the loss. Balls a 4-3 ERA, bumps up to 7.28. And Pedro Santos, his fifth save. One guy you absolutely have to mention when you're talking about guys who put up great numbers, Jack Ralston had awful numbers coming into this game. Like Jack would probably tell you that. He has just had a struggle of it. All he does is come on and pitch two perfect innings, six up, six down, and he strikes out three of the six batters he faces. So you just flat out never know on a given night for Jack Ralston. Obviously, the team lost. He can't be happy about that, but he's really got to be pleased with that performance to maybe turn his season around after struggling. He was outstanding in this game. Well, I think we can probably assume, as dangerous as that is, that Frisco will hold on to its 10-1 lead, top of the sixth of a seven-inning game. They are going to outscore Amarillo somewhere in the vicinity of 20-3 in that doubleheader, which is at Amarillo. So the Rough Riders certainly making their case and making it loudly in that double dip. They will get within a half game of the Rockhounds. That half game will go away at some point when they make up their rainout with San Antonio, but they'll be within a half game, will the Riders, going into play tomorrow. Again, Roiber Salinas, I was told, was going up to AAA, and that turns out not to be the case. So Roiber's still with the Rockhounds, so we'll see when he will start in this series. Wander Guante is also expected to start, but again, we'll double-check and make sure on that. Jack Cushing was listed as a starter for Saturday. That may no longer be the case with Roiber still here. Right-hander Ian Bedell will go tomorrow. He's a good prospect for the Cardinals. 1-1, ERA a little high at 6.75, but again, still pretty early in the season overall. 6:35 is our first pitch tomorrow, 6:05 on Saturday, and 1:05 on Sunday afternoon. Well, this road trip is now one quarter of the way in the books. The Rockhounds are 3-0 here in Springfield against a very good Springfield team. And so the Hounds will carry that half-game lead into play tomorrow as the next leg of this road trip begins. It'll be a pleasure to bring it your way, and we'll see you at about 6:25 tomorrow evening for Game 4 of this series. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in Springfield, Missouri, where the Rockhounds win it by the final woof of 8-7. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Hammondsfield.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhound store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhound Baseball.